Chandra Wickramasinghe, thank you so much for joining us. Absolutely fantastic. He's a professor in astrobiology at the University of Buckingham. Absolutely fascinating. Talking of
fascinating
and alien life forms, John Holmes is in the studio now.
Hi, Julia Hartleyborough.
You're most welcome to that warm welcome. What would you ask an alien?
Which is your favourite talk radio presenter? Would be the first question.
That would be the first question. Do you think they'd have one?
Well, yes.
Ian Lee, surely.
Obviously, yeah. Least favourite.
I don't know. Fine. No, but the thing, it is absolutely fascinating. I remember having massive rows in our family about years back when the film came out. Oh, God, the third degree. Oh, what's the one? Not E.T. The
other. Any more of a clue than that?
Oh, okay.
You've got to say when that film came out.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Okay, he's worked it out. Yeah. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I remember my father saying, oh, I'd definitely go up in the spaceship. I'd definitely leave. And we were all going, what? He goes, no, your chance to go up and meet aliens. And we were all horrified that he would consider doing that.
I came in late there, but do you believe, is there something out there?
I think there must be. I think in an infinite universe it would be bizarre if it was,
you know,
just
what would happen
us.
If they turned up, right?
Yeah.
There'd just be a big row about immigration.
Right? There would be, wouldn't there?
And we wouldn't let them on the planet.
Coming over here, taking our spaceships.
Exactly. Coming down here, taking our, breathing our air.
taking our oxygen.
Coming down here with their technology. That's what happened.
My guess is, if they're out there, we won't even know about it. They'll come and they'll treat us like we are, but rats at their feet. Talking of which, what's coming up on your show?
Rats. What's coming on my show? Paul Rossmaster today, of course. Radio's least favourite quiz, where knowledge of and about full set breakfast presenter. We still don't know what that means. Paul Ross is tested today. Jamie East, off of Virgin, our sister station, will be taking part.
They're quite cool and trendy at Virgin.
I've seen them. I mean, it's a facade.
There's a lot of jeans below waistline, aren't there?
There's a lot of that. Yeah, yes. There's a lot of the terminology for that you're looking for is arse crack. That's what's going on now.
I don't think it was.
I could tell that arse crack was on your lips. That's what I heard.
I'm not responsible for that phrase. I don't apologise for anyone who's got small children listening. But that's coming up.
Well, they're going to be pretty shocked over the next couple of hours.
Junior, turn off now. Turn off now. No, do not turn off now. Look, plenty more coming up on John Holmes' show. He's going to be taking over from 1 o'clock after an update on the news. I'm Julia Hartley-Brill. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'm going to go and enjoy the sunshine while I listen to John.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And a good afternoon to you. It is exactly 1 o'clock. Hello, I am John Holmes. Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police shootout during people smuggler chase, hope for an agreement on junior doctors' contracts, and the NHS choir's Hollywood deal.
Talk Radio.
Two suspected people smugglers driving a UK-registered vehicle have been wounded after being shot at during a police chase in France. Security forces opened fire during a high-speed pursuit on the A16, the main road between Calais and Dunkirk. According to reports, the lorry driver found 17 immigrants in his parked vehicle and was threatened with a knife. When Belgian police intervened, four Iraqi nationals sped away. The health secretary has said he's willing to agree to a pause in enforcing the new contract for junior doctors in England for 5 days. Despite the government previously saying it wouldn't, it appears ministers could now put it on hold if doctors agree to discuss the issue of Saturday pay. Alistair Henderson from the Academy of Medical Royal Colleges has told Talk Radio all sides want the dispute to end.
We think this is now an opportunity, and this 5-day pause is perhaps the last chance that we have for the two sides to really get together and with a genuine commitment to talk and reach a settlement.
A report says a lack of GP recruitment in England is causing a crisis. The King's Fund says consultations have increased 3 times faster than the growth in doctor numbers. A rescue operation is underway in Kenya to free a woman from a building that collapsed 6 days ago. 33 people died and 80 others are still missing after the disaster in the country's capital, Nairobi. A cryptic postcard has emerged suggesting a close friendship between killers Fred and Rose West and another couple currently under investigation. Police are excavating the former home of paedophiles David and Pauline Williams, who were jailed last year. The New Day, the UK's newest national newspaper, is going to close tomorrow after just 9 weeks. The 50p paper, which is part of the Trinity Mirror Group, has reportedly seen circulation drop to around 40,000. Former editor Neil Wallace has told Talk Radio he's not surprised.
I thought that it was a brave idea, but I thought it was doomed from the beginning because, frankly, it was overpriced.
And a Hollywood film is going to be made about the NHS choir, which beat Justin Bieber to Christmas number one. It'll feature the individual backstories of the 32 Lewisham and Greenwich singers. Nora Smith, who's part of the choir, has told Talk Radio she's still doing the day job.
I am at work, on the ward, reviewing patients, and all the while, all of these things are happening in the background. It seems totally unreal. I've often thought throughout the process that, gosh, you couldn't write this.
Well, someone's going to, so, because it's film, right?
Yeah.
So she's not right. Just saying. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, fine, thanks, yeah. You've got some weather for us. Is it good weather news?
It's so good weather
news. Is it?
News.
Can you look ahead to the weekend as well? Can you do that?
Not right now, but I can in like 20 minutes.
It's what people want to know.
Well, I believe it's going to be lovely.
You okay, hun?
Yeah, right.
No. Should I just go home already?
What's wrong with you?
Sun's out, happy, good mood.
Okay.
Got given a drink from producer Dave, which never happened.
Oh, she's been drinking.
Not alcohol.
All right, fine. So, go on then, weather is up.
All right.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Is this weather now, or are you looking ahead to something?
This is today.
Well, we know now.
The afternoon.
What do you reckon? Mostly warm and sunny, that sort of thing? That's probably what she'll say.
You're totally predicting.
I'm going to say highs of 18.
I reckon 19.
You reckon?
Oh, because you can see it.
I can't. Go on.
Well, you're
I can if I look out of the window.
Do you want me to even say it? Because you both pretty much said the forecast.
I think it might be cloudier elsewhere as well.
Cloudier in the north, with outbreaks of rain in the north. I'm guessing.
Some bright spells,
but Steals I'm guessing it's mostly warm in the south with highs of 18 or 19.
Yeah, you've done it. I don't need to do it now. Thanks, boys.
Fine, let's have the sport then instead.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher.
Hi,
good
Ben.
Afternoon. Liverpool will be hoping their excellent home form in the Europa League continues this evening. They go into the second leg of their semi-final with Villarreal trailing the Spanish side 1-0. Club legend Ian Rush told Talk Sport it won't be a walk in the park at Anfield.
What worries me a little bit is that people are expecting us to win now. Manchester United, you know, they were brilliant. They could have won 4-5. Dortmund was something special. And now saying it's only 1-0 down, we're going to win 2-3-0. It's not going to be that easy because they are a good side.
The other last four ties poised at 2-2 between Holder Sevilla and Shakhtar Donetsk. Spurs midfielder Moussa Dembélé has until 6 o'clock tonight to respond to an FA charge for an alleged act of violent conduct. He was caught on camera appealing to make contact with the eyes of Chelsea's Diego Costa during Monday's 2-2 draw in the Barclays Premier League. Finally, Andy Murray appears to be on his way to the last 8 of the Madrid Open Tennis tennis. After winning the first set 6-4, the defending champion leads Frenchman Gilles Simon by 5-2 in the second. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much, Ben. It's 1:05 and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And then the dragon lay dead.
And then what?
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by James Benson. Dunnicliffe Press, founded in 2000.
Like getting your money's worth? Try our cheeseburger, made with 100% British and Irish beef. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, here we are. I'm just asking for a sturdy building. We're going to end up with just ramblers everywhere.
This is the start.
I'm not surprised you're alone. You're going to try and steal food. So did you make your body in the winter? Literally no one's got any idea what you're talking about now.
Oh, I'm going to lick a frosty off a Manx.
Highs of 17 degrees. All you have to be is Google.
The only way I know if people are hungry ever is when they say, it's the cat that looks like an inside out cat.
Has it got any lion in it? Since when in history has a druid yodeled? I don't have a desire to see the dark side of felt. Just up your game a little bit, speculating as to where this whole Donald Trump may have originated. Canteen food fest.
What possibly is anyone getting out of this?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey, you will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome to your Thursday Talk Radio in the afternoon. Vague go at a programme. I am almost certainly John Holmes, and as the Trinity Mirror new newspaper, The New Day, you've just been hearing about this in the news, closes after just 9 weeks because nobody is really interested in it or even knows it's there because no one can be asked to actually promote it or anything. Basically, it's a loss-making exercise. We say hello to Talk Radio's Ghost of Christmas Future. So here we are then, and today we are having to broadcast from Julia Hartley Brewer's programme. She's left it behind for us to sit in because our programme, just for today, has been turned into a polling station. So as a result, we've had to borrow another programme to broadcast from. So I'm just going to clear some of Julia. Just bear with me while I clear some of Julia's opinions off the desk. Just going to... Fine. Good. So here we are. And as Britain goes to the polls, we now head into the radio equivalent of one of those... fiddly little pencils that you get attached with the string to the side of the booth. And here's what we've been ticking this afternoon. Headline hijack very much on the way as another made-up news lie forces its way into the 2 o'clock bulletin. You are cordially, there's no other word for it, cordially invited to fib, fabricate and fake a news story and lob it over the wall into the Talk Radio garden marked 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's the way to get in touch for everything this afternoon. But Headline Hijack, you can start sending those lies in now. And at 2 o'clock, a made-up story will fall out of Victoria's mouth. And because ordinarily what comes out of it is accurate, not necessarily what goes into it, but certainly what comes out of it is accurate, then the person's not listening to this bit will believe it. That is how it works. It's time to confuse those that don't listen to the bit between 1 and 2. The Lonely Lunch Club as well, accepting new members in the next hour or so. If you are eating alone, for whatever reason, perhaps you're in an office, alone and depressed, staring into a bag of Monster Munch and wondering what's become of your life. Or perhaps you're a cannibal serial killer, alone, eating the genitals of a victim. Then get in touch and we will be your virtual friend and or colleague, or if you're the latter, the people that call the police. If you are lunching alone, whatever the circumstance, then come be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Also today, Thursday, so we will welcome a visit from the High Priest Vexander Crowley. He is, of course, from the Temple of Mephistopheles, that's in Hendon. He'll be here with another one of his Thought for the Day for Satanists. There will be work experience punditry. There will be a diversity paper review today. A Jewish. See, Jeremy Corbyn, that's how you do it. Someone's got to reach across the divide, haven't they? We're not anti-Semitic, we're Semitic, if anything. So that plus another edition of No One's Favourite Radio Quiz, Paul Ross Master, that's coming later. Somebody's Knowledge, I can tell you who, it's going to be Jamie East out of Off of Virgin. His show's on in the on the mornings, and then in the afternoon he'll be taking part in today's edition of Paul Ross Master, having his knowledge of Paul Ross tested to breaking point. The news in haikus as well, of course. What the people think today. Do they think necklaces or cathedrals? And we bring you some guest action as we welcome to the studio the star of Spooks, Toast of London. He's Clem Fandango in that, isn't he?
Yep.
That's right. Shazid Latif joining us later to plug something or other that he's probably doing. Ginger Dave is producing.
Buongiorno.
Asprod Cass is very much waving through the glass for some reason. Chloe's pressing buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi. Victoria is living and breathing, the living and breathing embodiment of news.
That's correct. Right.
Paid intern Cornelius, still on holiday, so not paid work experience Rudd is him. And in the honoured time and tradition of having to do something, as Cornelius would, Rudd is now going to attempt a headstand against the door of the studio.
Okay, bear with. I've got a lot of stuff in my pocket.
Doesn't matter. You keep it in your pockets.
Right.
What stuff have you got in your pockets?
Got a Star Wars notebook, my car, some lip salve and my phone.
You've got lip salve for your phone?
Yes.
Why?
John.
That's weird. That is weird. Here we go. Hey, that's pretty impressive.
That's too good.
That's too good. I mean, Cornelius literally can't do that. Every time I've told him
no.
that, he just can't do it.
Cornelius would be arse overhead on the floor, wouldn't he? You know?
Fantastic. All right. Well, congratulations, you've got the job. Work experience Rudd then. By the way, that's when you do get a job working with Julie Hartley Brewer. That's workplace bullying I was doing there. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. Twelve minutes past 1 o'clock, and as Talk Radio's head of music, it's time for some.
The garden was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? Counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? Caught in the carnival, your confidence forgotten. I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's bleeding down, blame it all.
You're waiting for. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm waiting for someone to ask me why I'm playing this. That's what I'm waiting for.
You'll be waiting all day, mate.
George Ezra, blame it on me, blame it on me. Somebody asked me why I am playing George Ezra.
Dave, do you want to take this
Who's
one?
Who's going to take it?
I am going to nominate Chloe today.
Okay. Right, Chloe, through the glass. Ask me why I'm playing George Ezra's Blame It On Me.
Why? Why are you playing it?
I'll tell you why, Chloe, because of...
I've never heard someone ask that question more sincerely. Literally, why?
Literally, why are you playing this? Literally, why are you even here, John? Yeah. What are you for?
What are you doing?
I'll tell you why, because some blame has been apportioned. Some blame has been apportioned in the news.
On whom? By whom?
That is the next good question, Rod. I'm glad you asked me. Tom and Jerry. The cartoon characters Tom and Jerry...
Have blamed who?
No.
For what? No.
No, no, they haven't blamed anyone. It's their fault. Tom and Jerry, the cartoon characters, yep. Tom and Jerry, the little mouse,
yep.
And the cat,
yep.
Have been blamed...
For, let's see.
Children misbehaving?
No.
Dumbing down of education?
No. Shall I tell you?
People not being aware of, like, violence and stuff against animals?
Tom and Jerry have been blamed for ISIS.
The goddess.
No. The fundamentalist terrorists. Seriously, this is the news. Tom and Jerry blamed for ISIS. The head of Egypt's information service, that's a thing, has blamed Tom and Jerry for teaching children that you can blow people up through extremism. Tom and Jerry, the cartoon Tom and Jerry. Right. And he's got a point, though, hasn't he? Because if you think about it, you know, you watch those videos, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, the horrible, you know, of ISIS, you know, hitting Western journalists in the head with frying pans. Yeah. I mean, you see it all the time. You know, and it's a shocking, they're shocking videos, aren't they? You know, and then what, you know, and then the caretaker has to come in, the caretaker, what's she called? The housekeeper.
Housekeeper.
Thomas! She goes, doesn't she, like that?
Yep.
And they're all hitting with the frying pans, and now ISIS are doing the same. And it's not surprising. This is true, though. Look, head of Egypt's information service has blamed Tom and Jerry for the rise of ISIS. He said it sparked violence and extremism across the Arab world, Tom and Jerry. So it portrays the violence in a funny manner, and it becomes set in the viewer's mind that this is natural, and this is why young men go and join ISIS.
I'm not sure those members of... I mean, I could be wrong, I'm speaking out of turn, John, but I'm not sure the members of ISIS are doing it for a punchline.
Well,
but you know,
what we're going to do is analyse this situation further, because it's a talk radio show.
Well, you know, it's good that someone's finally said this.
We've set the story up.
We've finally got the
glad someone's to the bottom of the problem.
Yeah. So very shortly we'll be analysing this situation, because I posit that other children's cartoon characters are responsible for world evil.
Okay.
So we're going to discuss this at length.
Okay.
Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf, I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
There's delays on the M6 in Cheshire, an accident northbound through the roadworks between Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmeschapel, and Junction 19 for Knutsford, so traffic is slow. The air ambulance is at the scene nearby, so at the moment traffic has been stopped. M54 in Shropshire, down to one lane both ways, emergency repairs between 3 at Albrighton and 2, the A449 exit. Southbound M5 near Bristol, a caravan's overturned, so two lanes closed. Junction 19, Portishead, down to Junction 20 at Clevedon. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 1:21. Don't forget, if you've got a reaction this afternoon, you can react it as ever in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can react at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Rudd, what's coming in? What reactions do we have so far this afternoon? The reactions, Rudd. Reactions.
This one's coming from Ethan on the texts. He just says weather. So that's his reaction.
Good.
And then we've got another one that's come in from Izzy, and it says, hold on, that's not Izzy. This one's Izzy. Anyone with half a brain saw this one coming.
Have you got a reaction? 87222. Talk Radio on Twitter. Yeah, never mind. So, the cartoon characters of Tom and also Jerry. This is the big story this afternoon that everyone is talking about. Tom and Jerry blamed for the rise of ISIS. This is the head of Egypt's information service. He's called Ambassador Salah Abdel Sadek. And he has said that Tom and Jerry have taught children that you can blow people up and are extremist. That's what he says. And as we were saying, he might have a point, because you think about all those ISIS, those shocking ISIS videos where masked terrorists hit Western journalists that they've captured in the face with frying pans. You see it all the time now, and so maybe he has got a point. I mean, we were looking into this, and it's not the first time this has happened. Of course, Scooby-Doo has been blamed for the rise in... you probably remember this in the news. You remember that? Scooby-Doo was blamed for the rise in four socially awkward kids in a transit van going around deliberately exposing caretakers who were dressed as ghosts. And there was a big rise in that went back when Scooby-Doo was on and often joined the piece. And one of the kids, Velma, I think it was, has been blamed for the rise in the number of lesbians. So... it's cartoons can have this.
Television has an effect.
Some effect. Do you remember there was one point, wasn't there, back in probably the 50s, 60s, maybe, when you never saw anvils dropping on people's heads, did you?
No.
You never saw it. And then what happened? Roadrunner came out with Wile E. Coyote. And all of a sudden. It was an epidemic. Thank you, Rudd. It's an epidemic of just wherever you go, anvils just dropping. On people's and people driving into cliffs with fake tunnels painted on the side. I mean, these cartoons are a menace.
Irresponsible, John, is what it is.
It is irresponsible. Without Dastardly and Muttley, right, there would have been no IRA.
No.
Right, if you think about that.
I mean, that's been said before by a couple of experts.
And also, they were like they were trying to catch a pigeon, weren't they? If you remember, right? And that has led. Directly to the rise in the number of drone strikes on hospitals and schools by accident. And that's just all because of catching the pigeon with Dastardly. I mean, this, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg, the Tom and Jerry story, frankly. In fact, we can prove this. We've got a I've got an ISIS video off the internet. It's one of their propaganda videos. You know, and you can if you listen carefully, you can actually hear the influence of Tom and Jerry. Right, so this guy's right. Tom and Jerry are responsible for the rise of ISIS. I think we've got this propaganda video. So this is ISIS propaganda.
En aan Europa, en aan heel de wereld, en aan de hele coalitie die de islamitische staat bestrijden, enkel en alleen omdat we zeggen La ilaha illallah. Zoals jullie maar al te goed weten, komen jullie ons dagelijks bombarderen met jullie F-16's. En jullie komen boven de islamitische staat vliegen met al jullie raketten die jullie maar kunnen vinden. En jullie komen ons bestrijden met al jullie aarde en vuur die jullie maar kunnen vinden. Ondanks jullie aanvallen komen de muhajirin nog altijd in de islamitische staat binnen.
Back home, hoor. Oh, you can hear the influence, can't you?
It's very subtle.
Yeah.
Scary
but
stuff.
But it is scary. And this is all over the internet. Mm. I mean, you know, it's absolutely shocking how cartoons of, specifically Tom and Jerry, have led to the rise of ISIS. I mean, you think about, you know, Yogi Bear as well. You know, a direct, trace a line from Yogi Bear to the theft of picnic baskets. Can't you? In parks. You can do it.
There's a graph I saw online.
Yeah.
As Yogi Bear got more popular, the amount of thefts got popular. The line is more or less a straight line.
Of picnic baskets. Yeah. That's right. Because you can hear in his voice, can't he? Okay, Boo Boo, we're going to steal the picnic basket from the ranger. And then Boo Boo would come on and go, okay, Yogi. And then crime. We're going to go to the telephones. As you'd expect, because I want to put this question. I want to put this question to some big names, actually, some big cartoon names. So I think line one we can go. I've got Scooby Doo on line. Yeah. Good afternoon, Scooby. Now, how do you respond to the news that you are directly to blame for the rise in sinister caretakers, Scooby? How do you respond to that? Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, well, line two, we've got Roadrunner on line two. Right. The number of injuries caused by drivers attempting to drive into tunnels that have been painted on rock. What have you got to say about that? Line three, I've got Yosemite Sam. Yosemite Sam?
All right, don't rush me, I'm a thinker.
You're responsible, directly or indirectly, for the death of rabbits.
All right, don't rush me, I'm a thinker.
You're the animated equivalent of that cat murderer in Croydon. What do you say to that, Yosemite Sam?
All right, don't rush me, I'm a thinker.
Line four, got Foghorn Leghorn.
Bury the hatch, I say, let's bury the hatchet.
Yeah, what else?
Not in anyone's head, boy.
Yeah, well, what else do you say to the allegation that with your bluster, your loud bluster, Foghorn Leghorn, and stupid things that you say like that, that you're direct to blame for Donald Trump?
Bury the hatch, I say, let's bury the hatchet, but not in anyone's head, boy.
Line five, I've got Muttley from Dastardly Muttley. Good afternoon, Muttley. Thanks for joining us. How do you respond to the fact that you trying to catch the pigeon with Dick Dastardly has directly led to the rise in the drone warfare? Muttley on the telephone there, and along with Scooby-Doo, Roadrunner, and Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. But you see my point. Mm. You know, this is
quite a few fans. I didn't expect Muttley to say that, to be honest.
Mm. It wasn't really a laughing matter.
I know. And what's more, he got a medal for it. Mm. And that's just not right. So, this afternoon's texting. You know, let's look at this in depth over the afternoon.
Okay.
Texting, 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'd like you to radicalise children's television. Okay, take children's television of any nature. It could be cartoons. It could be generally children's television. Yeah. Radicalise it. Make it evil. Having Muttley on the phone there, I'm going to start the bidding with wacky racists. It's a load of racists in a load of sort of cars and stuff driving through the countryside, all in a race. But they're all what unites them is racial prejudice. Wacky racists there. Have you got one, Dave?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
You see? Good!
Works, doesn't it?
Yep. The O.J. Simpsons.
Pop ISIS.
Ooh, radicalise children's TV and characters this afternoon. That is the text, 87222.
Start your message with the talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's 1:30, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A motorway chase involving suspected people smugglers in France has reportedly ended in three crashes, shootings, a pile-up and one person dead. It's understood a UK-registered Audi A4 span out of control while being chased by officers near the Belgian border. There are hopes talks could resume in the dispute between the government and junior doctors in England. Lord Pryor, a health minister, has told the House of Lords that more discussions could take place if the British Medical Association is willing to discuss Saturday pay.
We are willing to pause introduction of the new contract for 5 days from Monday, should the Junior Doctors Committee agree to focus discussion on the outstanding contractual issues, namely unsocial hours and Saturday pay.
Just yesterday, the Department of Health had said it was too late for the contract to be paused. Kenyan officials say rescuers are trying to free a woman who was found alive after being trapped for 6 days in a collapsed building in Nairobi. Authorities have confirmed 33 people died and 80 people are missing after the disaster on Friday. A six-month-old baby is recovering in hospital after being found unharmed in a wash basin 2 days ago. Clapham Junction railway station in London has reopened. It's usually the UK's busiest, but had to close temporarily this morning after a fire in nearby Vauxhall caused massive overcrowding. The last ever copies of the New Day newspaper will go on sale tomorrow. Britain's newest national paper was only launched 9 weeks ago. And the man who created the superhero outfits for the Iron Man and Captain America films has been hired to design the suits worn by SpaceX astronauts. Company boss Elon Musk says he wants them to be stylish and heroic. SpaceX wants to carry its first astronauts to the International Space Station next year and plans to take humans to Mars by 2025. The weather mostly warm and sunny.
Let me just stay there.
Hang on.
Why are you stopping me?
Well, because that's mental. So, Elon Musk, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Right. Wants the... let me get this right. A film costume designer to design astronaut spaceships.
Yeah. Right, not spaceships. Space suits. The outfit.
Can I just flag up something else as well? Do you remember yesterday's headline?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was Elon Musk has teamed up to use the SpaceX technology to build a real-life Millennium Falcon.
That's right.
Stop doing fake news.
This is real.
So we preempted the news.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
That's something. Yeah, but if I was an astronaut, I genuinely go brilliant. So top-end scientists working on my costume to keep me alive in the vacuum of space.
Probably shouldn't call it a costume.
This is the thing.
Don't hire a costume designer then.
That's the thing. He's not a spacesuit designer, is he?
Could you just make us some costumes? What we're going to call them? Spacesuits. Yeah. Just to make everyone feel more comfortable.
I mean, it's not so much what they look like, right, as, you know, them working practically in the blackness of space, that I'd say was important.
Yes, but if you think about Tim Peake, he's all over the media, and if I was an astronaut, I'd want a good outfit.
Well, you don't necessarily... I think I speak them as a human. What?
I think I speak for everybody when I say this is why you're not an astronaut. Sorry.
Just one of the many reasons.
Thanks, guys.
You got the weather?
Yeah. Do you want it?
Space weather?
No. Dark? I don't know.
Yep, she's not an astronaut. You could have gone for solar winds, but no, dark.
Well, whatever. I don't even want to do it.
Go on.
Mostly warm and sunny across England and Wales. Cloudy elsewhere, with some bright spells and showers in the far northwest. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
1:33, it's Talk Radio.
She's the TV star, author and agony aunt, who's a much-loved loose woman. She's lived a life in the spotlight after hitting singing success with her sisters at only 9 years of age. She's Colleen Nolan, and this Sunday morning from 11, she's in the mood for talking when she joins Eamon Holmes on Talk Radio. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Colleen Nolan this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's Talk Radio, like what that said then. It is the afternoon, good afternoon, and this afternoon's text, by the way, if you want to get involved in that, is Radicalise Children's TV. This is off the back of the story today that ISIS apparently wouldn't have existed without Tom and Jerry. This is according to an Egyptian ambassador who said that the rise of ISIS could be directly linked to Tom and Jerry encouraging explosions and violence so children can become radicalised by it. And as we said, this is all... this would explain why you get those ISIS videos of the kidnapped Western journalists being hit in the face with frying pans. Radicalise children's television. This has come in from Gareth White. Good afternoon, Gareth. Very simply, button boom.
That's good.
We're off to button boom. Boom.
We followed Mr. Boom.
Good. Go on, Rudd, what have you got?
David on Twitter says, yes. Fred Flintstone, not necessarily violence, but still promoting use of drugs.
Flintstoned.
Or, well, maybe the kind of more ISIS version of stoned, which is...
A lot more radical than
that.
A lot
more radical, very radical.
So, what have I got here? Dogging Tanyan and his Musker Hounds. And his Musker Hounds are named here as Steve McFadden from EastEnders, the footballer Stan Collymore. As another one.
I know. We're all gearing up to it, John. Right? Let's all do some stretches. Get ready for you to... Ready on the
middle? Ready? Dogging Tanyan and his three Musker Hounds. The EastEnders actor Steve McFadden.
Yes.
The footballer Stan Collymore.
Yes.
And Talk Radio, full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. That is a double bill with the magic roundabout on the outskirts of Maidenhead. Should we do some headline hijacks? So this is the point of the programme where you, yes you, get to create the news. The news will be, well, it'll be in the news at 2 o'clock, and within that news though, will be buried a made-up news story, and we invite you to fib, to fabricate, and to fake that made-up news story. And the reason is to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. They may well be out of the office, they get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio back on, or come within earshot of it, and hear the news coming out of Victoria's mouth, which ordinarily, of course, is true, apart from that weird one about spacesuits a moment ago, which we still think is made up. However, the idea of Headline Hijack, then, is to get yours in, and we need a winner, and it could well be you. Scientists have developed a new form of sleeping bag. This is coming from Joanne, that can fit in your back pocket. The product should be shipping and ready for festival season this summer. The idea is it just you know, like the tents that flip open. It's like that, but it just folds up so tiny. Pocket sleeping bag. That's actually feasible. Dave, have you got anything there? Dave, producer Dave, have you got anything there in the headline hijacks?
In the headline hijacks. Just getting them up. Which one did you just read out? Sorry, I was there.
Sleeping bags. Room. Come on.
Sleeping bags. Sorry, I wasn't here.
But you were literally there.
I was doing something else, John. Yes, here's one from Simon.
Yeah.
A circus in York has completed the first ever giraffe race in the UK.
Yes.
The race lasted 40 seconds and was neck and neck.
I knew that
for the duration.
I knew that was on the way.
I think people are starting to write these with a formula.
Yeah. The lines are open though. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talk radio on Twitter for these.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hashtag. Why did you do it in German?
Because he did his in German.
Yeah, but his was unrecognisable. Any kind of accent. Anyway, the line's very much open for that. So hashtag headline hijack if you're using Twitter. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. We're about to meet someone who is lunching alone, and we will be their virtual friend and colleague. If you'd like it to be you, you can get in touch via the usual methods and get yourself added to the induction list of the Tupperware Hall of Despair on Talk Radio. It's Lonely Lunch next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive.
Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M6 in Cheshire, an accident northbound through the roadworks between Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmes Chapel, and Junction 19 for Knutsford, so traffic is slow. The air ambulance is at the scene nearby, so at the moment traffic has been stopped. M54 in Shropshire, down to one lane both ways, emergency repairs between 3 at Albrighton and 2, the A449 exit. Southbound M5 near Bristol, a caravan's overturned, so two lanes closed. Junction 19, Portishead, down to Junction 20 at Clevedon. I'm Dave Stamford.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, 1:40 time, and reactions are coming in. Of course, don't forget, if you do want to react, Talk Radio is the place. Think of it as a sort of reaction skip. If you've got a reaction, then simply saunter along and lob it in the reaction skip. This has come in from Gavin, who says, inadequate puzzle game where you guess the letters and draw some gallows. Hangman's too good for them. Rudd, what have you got coming on the reactions?
This reaction is coming. He says, Elmer Fudd is the real Osama bin Laden.
Thanks very much. If you've got a reaction, do react it in this way, as I intimated. However, it is time now for us to welcome another inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It's very much Lonely Lunch Club. It's time for Lonely Lunch Club, where somebody lunching alone, for whatever the reason may be, is invited to, to let us be their virtual friend and colleague. That's how Lonely Lunch Club works. We can chit, that's chit, and chat about whatever you wish. If you'd like to become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, all you have to do, the only criteria, is to be lunching alone. That is it. And we'll come in and we'll role play with you. Maybe if it's in your place of work, we'll join in that. Maybe you want to, you know, bitch about a colleague. We're more than happy. You want to chat about last night's television. Whatever it might be, we're here for you. That is Lonely Lunch Club. Get in touch if you'd like to get added to the list. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Why are you doing that in German?
I don't know. I keep doing it, don't I?
It's a bit weird.
I'll stop it now.
Okay, fine. You can use Talk Radio on Twitter, can't you? At Talk Radio.
Start your message with literally any word you like.
And on the telephone now, and today's Lonely Lunch Club member is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you, Tim?
I'm all right. Obviously, I'm,
at my wit's end with despair and loneliness. But
yes.
Apart from that, I'm all right, thank you.
Yes, good. Well, that's the criteria we ask for, of course. Basically, if someone is at their wit's end and literally has nowhere else to go, it's either this or the Samaritans. So, Tim, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tim, what do you do?
I work for a charity, actually. I work for the Princess Alice Hospice.
Right.
In Esher.
In where, sorry? In Esher?
In Esher, in Surrey.
Okay. And how long have you done that for?
Not very long. I started here in January as a volunteer, and they've been paying me since March.
Oh, listen to that, Rudd. Isn't that?
Imagine that.
Tantalisingly out of reach for you, isn't it?
I can't imagine what that must be like.
That's just a pipe dream, isn't it?
It's literally a far-fetched dream.
Yeah. Well, good. What a worthy thing to do. What a nice... Yeah, isn't it, though? volunteering first as well. That's remarkable.
I know.
So, have you always done this kind of work? I mean, or did you just...
No, I used to do recruitment, but I recruited for charities.
Oh, I see.
And I used to talk to people who were making the switch from the private sector into the charity sector, and eventually I took my own advice.
Poacher turned gamekeeper.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Good. Well, why are you lunching alone then? Because, you know, you're clearly a nice person, Tim, and you should have many friends. And I just wonder why it is you're lunching alone then.
Well, I guess I'm quite new, obviously, so I still have the problem that I don't know half the people in the organisation.
Yes. Well, you're not going to get to know them talking to us on the phone, are you?
I suppose not.
You're your own worst enemy, Tim. That's the problem.
We do have a canteen here.
All right.
But then everyone in my team has a tendency to sort of get their own sandwiches and stuff instead of going down to the canteen.
I see. Right. What do you favour? You know, this is the next question, of course, is what are you having for lunch?
Well, actually, today, having just said that, I to save a bit of money, I brought my own sandwich.
Yeah.
So, it's the outlandish and radical notion of a cheese and tomato sandwich today.
Cheese and tomato, that's a classic, it's a staple, isn't it, that? You've gone sandwich classic.
With mayonnaise.
Oh, you've jazzed it up a little bit.
Yeah,
very good. Are you having that? Are you having any crisp-based activity in your lunchtime?
Salt and vinegar Walkers.
Strong. Yeah, absolutely. Other crisps. Other salt and vinegar Walkers crisps are available. Mm.
Of course, yes, yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, this is very good. So, what do you...
We'll get some chocolate later as well.
Chocolate. Other chocolate is available. What... you've got to be very balanced today, of all days. So, what would you like to chat about? Because, you know, we can talk about whatever you like, of course.
Well, I mean, the film's probably the thing that spring to mind most readily for me.
Good chatting area. Good chatting area. Good, strong. Yes.
So, yeah, and I, just appropriately enough, I regularly go to the cinema by myself as well. That's often through choice, isn't it?
I am totally with you. I would much rather go to the cinema on my own. Than with anyone else. And when I say on my own, I mean literally, I don't want anyone else in there. I want a private screening room.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know.
No, definitely.
Some people feel a bit ashamed about that. People go, I'll go to the cinema, I don't want to go to the cinema with. No, that's the best time to go to the cinema. Absolutely.
Well, you're not chatting to the person next to you, or at least you shouldn't be anyway. So
yes.
You don't need to have
You don't need company. No, go and enjoy it on your own. Absolutely right. What film... have you got a specific film you want to chat about in mind, or just so we know where we are?
Well, I went to see the new Captain America film the other day.
Okay, good.
And have you seen that?
I haven't seen that, no.
Hey, are you a Captain America fan, or are you a superhero fan?
We've started now, everyone. Right, okay, here we go. Lonely Lunch, obviously, where a man is lunching alone. He can chit and he can chat about whatever he likes. His chosen film. Here we go. We're going in. Right, Captain America. Well, here's the thing. Out of all of the superhero things, right, it was the one I least gave a toss about. And I can't really tell you why, apart from... In my head, it was kind of set in the 1940s, and I know it's not. I know that's when the character's from.
Yeah.
Right? But it just didn't sound very... I wasn't very excited by a man with a shield. It's like... You know, so I was never really that bothered about the first one.
That's fair enough.
And then I saw Winter Soldier, and I thought it was all right. But apparently this one is the film that the last Avengers movie should have been.
That's definitely what a lot of people are saying. I think they're probably... I like the last Avengers film, but it wasn't as good as the first Avengers film, so by comparison it fell down slightly, and I think the weight of the expectation was a little much for it.
Yeah.
But this one, no, it's brilliant. And I kind of agree with you. I always thought the first Captain America was one of, if not weakest, of the new Marvel films.
Well, exactly that, yes.
But then I rewatched. So what I actually did on Thursday, last Thursday night, was went to a triple bill at my local cinema, where they showed the first two leading up to a midnight screening of the new one.
Right. And that is the actions of a lonely man, isn't it?
I'll tell you what's worse, I had face paint on as well.
What?
It was. I was doing a thing with work during the day, which had some face painting, and I said, "Oh, let's get some Captain America face paint on there." Seeing as I'm going to the film flicks this evening,
right now, did the person doing the face? This is interesting. Now, did the person doing the face paint, who's ordinarily, whenever I've been anywhere near this face paint, often with, you know, children at a school fete or whatever, right? The people in face paint often do. You know, you've got your standard tiger.
Yes.
You've got your butterfly.
Uh-huh.
Your fairy, and then you went in and went, "Can I have Captain America?" I mean, was that in their repertoire?
Well, she said to me, you know, I said, "What are my options?" She said, "What do you want? I can do anything." And I went, "Okay, that's quite a broad canvas. Let me have a think." And then I realised, "Oh, I'm going to the cinema tonight. So why not? Let's go with something to do with that." And so she said she could do Captain America. It wasn't. I was interested to find out what that would actually involve.
But yes.
You know,
because she wears a mask, not... Yes. What did...
well, she kind of did say, because I have a beard, so she said beards are tricky, so let's not go full face.
Yeah.
And she kind of gave me this... Well, it ended up looking a bit like a bandana. And in fact, because this was at an awareness-raising thing we're doing on the high street, a member of the public did say, "Oh, I like your bandana." I said, "No, it's face paint." And he said, "Really?" to show him, yep, definitely. So it was very, I guess, realistic in
a
way.
Yes, I mean, fine. Were you the only person in this, and I'm going to call it a geeky screening, dressed as Captain America in that way?
I tell you what, I was the only person I spotted with face paint, but somebody came in full Captain America costume. And I was mightily impressed and a little bit jealous.
I'll be honest, I imagine they're eating their lunch alone as well. Tim, it's been almost a pleasure. Can I ask if we, improved your lunch? But, I mean, that's going to pass some time for you, hasn't it?
It's been marvellous.
There you go. That's the point.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That is Tim. He's slightly geeky. But he is lonely, and that's the point. If that's you, lunching alone for whatever reason, we would like to hear from you to get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio, of course.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you. Now, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, producer Dave. Have you seen any news?
Oh, do you know what? I got in to the office.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you this, I got into the office very early today.
Right.
Probably about an hour and a half before I usually get in, and it's because I'd got up early to see if I could catch the news as it rose.
Yeah, did you? The early bird, Dave, catches the news.
Catches the news. And I went onto my balcony to have a look, and I just think I hadn't quite got the calculations right. I was looking slightly in the wrong direction, and I just missed it. And I was really annoyed.
Annoying, isn't it? Especially when you got up early.
I got up early specially just to catch the news. But so I just came into the office to do some work.
Fine. What about you, Rod? Have you seen any of the news today?
I did. I caught a glimpse of him. I mean, I was at a bar the other night last night with my friends, and I went up the bar, and standing at the bar next to me was the news.
Yes.
And I bought him a drink and we got a photo and stuff. Yeah. But we didn't really chat or anything.
Right. Okay, fine. Well, the thing is about the news, as you'll have noticed, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
It is very complicated. Yeah. I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because what we do on the programme in the afternoons on Talk Radio is distill the news very much down to its purest form. And if you do that, what you'll notice is its purest form is Japanese poetry. The art and the medium and the form of Japanese poetry in five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Day newspaper shuts down after 9 weeks. It's yesterday's news.
in haikus. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and now, of course, well, we need to find a headline hijacker. So we are a mere 6 minutes away. No, hell, make it 5 minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock. In that news will be a made-up news story, as you know, if you are a regular listener. And the made-up news story is in there just to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Maybe they popped out for lunch. Maybe they're not a lonely luncher, but a very sociable one. And they popped out in order to get themselves some lunch. But that means they haven't heard this bit of the programme. So their punishment for not listening... to go about the rest of their day believing a lie. 87222. If you, you have a
word
headline talk. Hijack, or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start a message with any word you like.
Correct. So that's how to get in touch with us. Headline hijacks, made up news stories. We invite you to do so. Many are coming in. What have we got here? I don't know. Who am I asking? Rod?
We've got one from Mike on Twitter. It says, a Mr. Blobby and Kerry Katona duet are favourites to perform the England Euro 2016. Kerry is rumoured to be pregnant with Mr. Blobby's child.
Good. A new TFL survey has revealed that 76% of people, this is in London now, would agree to fining anyone who speaks on public transport. TfL spokesman said they've taken this study into very serious consideration, because obviously talking to someone, a stranger, on public transport is possibly the rudest thing you can possibly do and largely frowned upon. Producer Dave, have you got one there?
Hello. No.
Okay, fine.
I've got the winner. That's what I didn't want to. Okay, well, I was about to read it out, and then I didn't want to read it out.
No, you don't
want to
do the winner. Have I got one here? Which one is the winner, in case I read it out, by the
way? It's this one.
Is it that? Oh, yeah, fine. All right. I was about to read that out, so I'm glad I checked that. Good.
Should have really talked about this off air,
shouldn't we? Yeah. Kind of sort of planned it a bit better than that.
Ah, it's a little bit. It's fine.
Who's, Well, tell us who the winner is, if you like.
It's Shelley.
Shelley?
Yeah.
And where's Shelley from?
Witness.
Can I get a witness?
A silent witness.
Yeah. Shelley, let us all bear witness to Shelley's headline hijack.
We call our first witness Shelley.
Whose story will be in the news which is coming next. Also, still to come on the programme today, we have guest action for you. We have Shahzad Latif, who you may well know out of Off of Spooks and out of Off of Toast of London. He's going to come in and talk about something or other. Don't know what, haven't checked. And we will have, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course, Jamie East. He does the morning show on our sister station, Virgin. He's going to have his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested in Paul Rossmaster. There's a diversity paper review. Today it's a Jew. And thought for the day for Satanists. The High Priest Vexander Crowley, the friend of the show, will be joining us as he brings another anecdote from his life, which he will then tenuously link to Satan. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of my van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Tradesman, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a high-speed chase involving suspected people smugglers. Talks could resume over junior doctors' contracts. And the New Day paper closes after 9 weeks.
Talk Radio.
It's understood a motorcyclist has died and seven others have been injured in a motorway chase involving suspected people smugglers in Belgium and France. At one point, two Iraqi men got into a UK-registered Audi A4 and were chased by Belgian police at speeds of up to 125 miles an hour. Sky's Mark Stone has more.
The Audi A4 had had all its wheels shot out and was travelling just on its wheel rims. Now, the two people inside the car were then shot. One of them was shot in the shoulder, the other in the abdomen.
Ministers have indicated they're willing to negotiate again with junior doctors over their new contract. While discussions broke down in February, it appears as though the introduction will be paused for 5 days if the British Medical Association agrees to discuss changes in Saturday pay. Alistair Henderson from the Academy of Medical Royal Colleges has told Talk Radio this should have happened sooner.
Since last September, when this dispute really sort of blew up, the academy and colleges have been saying in statement after statement that the resolution needs to come through negotiations and both sides committing to proper discussions and reaching a negotiated settlement.
A postcard has emerged showing the friendship between serial killers Fred and Rose West and a convicted paedophile couple whose former home's garden is being excavated by police. The couple were jailed last year for a string of sex offences against children dating back to the 80s. After only 9 weeks, the New Day newspaper will close down tomorrow. Sales initially topped 150,000, but circulation reportedly fell to around 40,000. Media commentator Steve Hewlett says owner Trinity Mirror's idea of trying to make it politically neutral, upbeat and optimistic daily just didn't work.
What's printed in the newspaper is more than likely going to be at least 12 hours out of date. So newspapers have to define themselves in terms of the value that they add to the consumer experience. And what New Day failed to do for all its research in practice was appeal to anything like enough readers.
An entire community has been left homeless as crews battle a raging wildfire in the province of Alberta in Canada. A state of emergency has been declared in Fort McMurray, where flames have already destroyed 1,600 homes. British astronaut Tim Peake says he's grown by up to 3 centimetres, that's an inch, since arriving at the International Space Station. He was answering...
Do you want to read that sentence again?
British astronaut Tim Peake says he's grown by up to 3 centimetres, that's an inch.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Because you're really short. Maybe you should go to space.
Carry on.
So that's since Tim Peake arrived on the International Space Station. He made the revelation while answering questions from primary school children.
Why did you look at me when you said primary school children as well?
Just because you're there.
Weather, isn't it? Weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So this afternoon, mostly warm and sunny across England and Wales. Cloudier elsewhere with some bright spells. Showers in the far northwest, highs of 19 degrees. On Friday, England and Wales will have a dry, warm day with sunny spells. Further north, it will be cloudier with a risk of a little rain across Scotland after midday. And over the weekend,
here we go.
It'll be very warm with some sunshine, a risk of isolated thunderstorms breaking out each day, particularly across Wales and Western England, and some more persistent rain for Scotland and Northern Ireland on Saturday.
Do you have any temperatures for the weekend?
No, because I did it in a hurry.
Okay, can you get them for the next one?
I think it's in the 20s, though, offhand. I think it's like 22 it's meant to be.
No need to be offhand, just be nice about it.
Fine.
Sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Ben.
Liverpool will be hoping their excellent home form in the Europa League continues this evening. They go into the second leg of their semi-final with Villarreal trailing the Spanish side 1-0. Club legend Ian Rush told Talk Sports it won't be a walk in the park at Anfield.
What worries me a little bit is that people are expecting us to win now. Manchester United, no, they were brilliant. They could have won 4-5. Dortmund was something special. And now saying it's only 1-0 down, we're going to win 2 or 3-0. It's not going to be that easy because they are a good side.
The other last four ties poised at 2-2 between holder Sevilla and Shakhtar Donetsk. Spurs midfielder Moussa Dembélé has until 6 o'clock tonight to respond to an FA charge for an alleged act of violent conduct. He was caught on camera appealing to make contact with the eyes of Chelsea's Diego Costa during Monday's 2-2 draw in the Barclays Premier League. Finally, Andy Murray's comfortably through to the quarterfinals of the Madrid Open Tennis. Defending champion beat Frenchman Gilles Simon in straight sets 6-4, 6-2. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, a new law has been introduced to combat street crime across the country. From next week, vigilantism will be legal in the UK on the condition that it's done while wearing a really cool costume.
Okay, it's 2:05. Thanks, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it a triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Right, hello then, and welcome. If you're just joining us, it is Talk Radio. In the aforementioned afternoon, and still to come on the programme then, Paul Rossmaster, as I say, today's edition sees Virgin Radio morning presenter Jamie East having his knowledge of Talk Radio's Breakfast Man well and truly tested. There's a diversity paper review coming. Plus, we will be looking into the murder of a bounty-hunting ex-policeman while stranded in a small town in a northern province of Canada on our way to a wedding. That's still to come. Oh, no, sorry, no. No, it's, no, sorry, that last one isn't us. That's not what we're doing. That's the plot of today's episode of Murder, She Wrote on ITV. That's
it's easy to get us confused.
Well,
really.
You see, I do always get them mixed up, Rudd. You see, I've got because there's this, isn't there? Talk Radio in the afternoons, and then there's Murder, She Wrote on ITV.
They sound always, very similar as well.
Get them very, very good. What I've always wondered this actually. Why did she write other crimes? Do you think? Because
none of them are quite as interesting as murder.
Well, I don't know. You think? I mean, you know. You could have, is there shoplifting she wrote? I mean, or racially motivated attack on a council estate she wrote.
Money laundering she wrote.
Yeah. Groping in a BBC dressing room backstage at Top of the Pops in the 70s she wrote. I was just wondering why she was so fixated on murder, stupid Angela Lansbury. So then, as a regular listener will know, we like to road test the next generation of pundits, of reviewers, of experts in their field here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. You'll have seen the people on the television and the radio, and you've heard them on the radio and in the newspapers, of course, all with their chosen fields of expertise. You get people reviewing TV, you get people reviewing music, people reviewing film. And so do we. Except the main difference is that we use work experience people to do it because we don't have to pay them. Today, well, you'll have heard him already, of course, because he's stepped in for Cornelius while Cornelius is lazily on holiday. It's our regular gadget reviewer. He's called Rudd. He's here. Hello, Rudd.
Hello.
So it's geeky gadget stuff. That is,
it is.
Your area. What are we reviewing today? What have you got?
There's this app called Tastemates, which is kind of like Tinder, but you don't see what they look like, and it's just done off of like common interests and stuff. So it's not necessarily used for dating, but it's just a way to kind of make friends and stuff, which I think is quite cool.
Really?
Yeah. It says here.
Yes.
As the app gets a better sense of what you like, it will recommend other things that you might like, and it will bring up the activity of users with similar tastes, so you can say whether or not you agree with their opinions and even connect directly.
So you could type in, I like dogging, or something.
Yeah, and it would bring you round to Hatfield.
Yeah. So, which is where we are. So, I mean, do you I mean, does it limit your taste? I mean, is it, what sort of taste? I mean, what do you mean, hobbies, etc.?
Well, yeah, it's hobbies, music, movies. I mean, I would assume that you can say you like movies, and then as a subsection of that, you could say you like action movies, you like, you know, comedy movies, that kind of thing.
Not long ago, on one of our Kickstarter, where, you know, where we kick a Kickstarter in the arse, yes, to make it, to give it a hand, there was a guy who'd come up with a dating app based on your love of Nicolas Cage films. So it's not a million miles away from that, then.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that I would get that app. You know, just connect with people who like a. Oh, what was it called?
I don't know.
National Treasure.
Yeah.
Like, what a film!
Really. that would be a very small group. So what? I mean, this is the latest thing. Dating apps are a thing now, right?
Yeah. These.
What I believe that you young people call them, hookup apps, is that right? Something like that, where you
it depends. I mean,
just meet for some gratification.
You can use them to meet for hanky panky, yes. But like Tinder specifically is the one that everyone knows.
Yeah,
it was originally used as a hookup app, but then non-degenerates took over it and started using it for dating,
stupid
friendship,
idiots
having a chat.
What? So this is just the latest in a long line.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, there's a million and a half kind of apps where it's, because it uses the same kind of swiping, you know, technology, and it is technology.
I think it's that whole swiping thing.
Yeah.
Given what people use those apps for, you know, is too close to the word wiping for me. And it sort of puts me off the whole notion of it.
Yes, the guy.
What would you put on the, if you were, are you on the app?
The Tastemates, no.
No.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm on other.
What are you? What are you on? Are you on the Tinder?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Good. But what would you put on your Tastemate if you were on Taste Fans, or Taste Feed, or whatever it's called? What is your interest?
Of course.
Apart from geeky gadget nonsense.
Of course, John. My number one interest would be the John Holmes Show on Talk Radio, naturally.
I mean, well.
I don't think I connect with anyone, though. It would be quite tough to.
So now you've got to put arse licking in your list of interests, and that's gonna like attract a whole different range of people to the ones you wanted.
Well,
or not,
you say that.
What else have you got, Rod?
British scientists
yes,
have created the world's tiniest engine, and it's a million times smaller than an ant.
And it's an engine?
Yeah, it's an engine. Researchers at the University of Cambridge...
It's very high-pitched, right?
Yeah, it's an engine! Well,
right, go on. Yeah, carry on, sorry.
Researchers at the University of Cambridge have developed the world's tiniest engine so small it could be used to enter living cells in order to fight disease.
Oh, that's good.
It's pretty cool. Now, guess what it's called. So it's a million times smaller than an ant. Have a guess what its name is.
It's called Ant-gin.
Close.
Go on.
It's called
Engant.
No.
Oh.
It's called the actuating nanotransducer.
Yes.
Or
technology.
Oh, transducer.
Ant. It's called ant.
Of course they did. Like, if you were a scientist and you was like, okay, we've got this really cool thing. Should we give it a really boring name or should we give it a movie-style name? You're going to give it the movie-style name.
Are they going to do another one called Deck?
Yeah.
So there's like two of them, but they have to be together at all times.
Yeah, no one can tell them apart.
No one knows which is which. Ant and or Deck. One of them has got a big forehead.
Yeah.
I don't know which one that is.
I don't know which one is the one with the big forehead.
No. But I know that their names, Ant and Dick, I know they're short for their full names, which is Antichrist and December. And
that's, of course.
That's, but they don't want to be, you know, that's a bit of a mouthful on the television, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of Saturday night takeaway with Antichrist and December. what they should do, if this is a right, because you say this about technology, about shrinking them down in order to go into the human body, right? Then, is the technology there, or is it within our grasp, Rudd, to shrink the actual Ant and Dec down, like in Inner Space or Fantastic Journey, the film with Donald Pleasant,
yes,
and Raquel Welch, right? Shrink, put them in a spaceship, shrink them down, inject Ant and Dec into the bloodstream of terminally ill people. I'm not saying they have any medical knowledge, but everyone likes them.
Yeah.
So, at least in your last days, the knowledge that a tiny, shrunken-down Antichrist in December were in your body would maybe at least cheer up your last hours.
And all of a sudden, once they start kind of mass producing it and injecting people, like hospitals across the UK, people are just going, Bush took a trial. Yeah. All over the shop.
Yeah, that's, yes, and good. And appropriately, what would have to happen is, because of Ant and Dec's fascination with feeding the anuses of kangaroos to celebrities on their jungle programme,
yes,
they would have to enter the body, shrunken down,
yeah,
through there, into the human body. Which brings us back to that bit of the app you liked, doesn't it? In a weird sort, yes, of, weird sort of way.
The thing is, like, if they're going to put Ant and Dec into it, why don't, instead of shrinking down Ant and Dec, yes, why don't they just save themselves the trouble,
yes,
and use someone like, you, maybe, to go. They don't have to shrink at all. Anyway.
You know you're on work experience.
Yeah.
Not anymore. It's 2:15. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll be back possibly with more gadget reviews from Rudd after we've had some words.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M6 in Cheshire, the motorway closed, an accident. It's been shut between Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmes Chapel, and Junction 19 for Knutsford. It's causing severe delays. Delays on the M54 in Shropshire, near Junction 3 at Albrighton, the A41 exit. There's emergency repairs there. Southbound M5 in Bristol remains slow, an accident on the hard shoulder between 19 at Portishead and 20 at Clevedon. And a caravan's overturned on the A303 at Sparkford in Somerset. I'm Dave Stanford.
Unloading 9 bags of shopping from the car in one trip? Surely not! You take a sip of Lucozade Energy and realise, I can do this. 9 is nothing. Load me up, you cry, striding up the garden path before unlocking the front door with your chin. Lucozade Energy. Find your flow.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's 18 minutes. Make it 19. Hey, we're all friends. Minutes past 2 o'clock on the afternoon, on the Thursday afternoon. Just ahead of talking to Rudd about whatever the hell he's talking about. A lot of texts coming in. Thank you. We are radicalised criticising children's television this afternoon. This is off the back of the story, of course, where an Egyptian ambassador has said that Tom and Jerry are directly to blame for the rise of ISIS, because they teach children that you can blow people up and that's extremist behaviour. So off the back of that this afternoon, radicalised children's television, thank you for all of your suggestions. Gary McCall has weighed in with Taliban tubbies. Mary Mungo and Abu Hamza.
It's not so much a pun as just words.
It's a programme I would watch. Sure. I mean, Mary was the girl. I think Mungo was the mouse. Mm. No, Midge was the mouse. Mungo was the dog. So in Mary, Mungo and Midge. Yeah. So I would watch that.
They've ditched Midge.
They've ditched Midge in favour of radical Muslim cleric with hooks for hands.
Oh, it's a work in progress.
It's fine. I like it. And Jihad will fix it. Not sure about that. I mean, you're going to struggle to get that commissioned. So it's the afternoon, it's the radio, it's 20 past two, and it's a work experience punditry. There is a work experience. He is called Rudd. He is the... well, he's looking at gadget things for some reason, and we've already discussed his the notion of an app. And the notion of shrinking down television's Antichrist and December and inserting them into the human body to cure illness via a human anus. So what's next, Rudd?
Fitbit, you know, the kind of the fitness watch thing.
Yes. They're a fad, aren't they?
Oh!
Your fitness things.
Well, time will tell, really.
Well, they'll tell the time.
Hey!
Actually, tell the time.
Yeah. Fitbit says exciting new products are coming by the end of the year.
Right.
Basically, their stocks have been tanking, like real bad. And they've said that they've like filed a trademark filings released last week suggest that Fitbit might be looking to add to its current product lineup. So I think they're saying, look, we're going like you're saying, it's a fad. Like yes. Their stocks are falling. People bought
when they first came out those fitness things. People thought, I've got to do 10,000 steps in a day.
Yeah.
So they bought it just to make I don't know.
Plus the added bonus of just being able to like tell guys, have you seen my new Fitbit?
Do you know what I hate? Right, when people on Twitter and their tweet just consists
of
like an automated, hey, I ran 7K with Nike. Oh well, bully for bloody you. You know that's. Yeah. I want an automatic thing that sends that back. So what?
Just run a script that says, okay, good for you.
Is run a script something technical?
Just, yeah.
Fine.
I was going to go into it. I thought, like, I'll leave it.
Yeah. I ran a script. I ran 7K of a script. That's what you'd have. But they do. You know, it's annoying, though, isn't it? You know, oh, I did 10 miles this morning with my trainers on. Oh, just sort of.
Yeah.
So what are they bringing out?
Well, the thing is, we don't know exactly what they're going to bring. It's just that they are, by the end of the year, there will be new Fitbits.
But they're going to do the same thing.
Ultimately, it is going to be, we're going to tell you how much you've run, how much you've, you know, rode, cycled, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's going to tell you how many calories you lost. But they're going to do it in a different way. They could have different displays. Like, at the moment, I'll just read out the ones that they've got.
Yeah.
This is how you can tell that they're going to bring out more, and they're not doing it. They've got the Zip, One, Flex, Charge, Charge HR, Alta, Blaze, and the Surge.
Right.
And they're going to have more of them. It's like...
But they all do the same thing.
Well, I mean,
is the only difference displays, really, for these? I mean...
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's it, isn't it? But they do the same thing, and if you want that kind of thing, you just buy one and it does what you want it to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, the cheapest one is like 60 quid.
Yeah.
And then the most expensive is 250.
It's a classic example of something you buy... And then 2 months later, it's just at the back of a drawer. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see that. I mean, if it helps people lose weight, fine. But, you know, you don't necessarily need that.
If you're like in the Fitbit office and you could come up with a new Fitbit that would track a stat, what would you have them track?
Well, I would, you know what I'd do? I'd go all out and put all my money and expertise into doing something that none of the other bands or wristband things do. Okay, I'd have a button on there that when you pressed it, made you turn invisible.
That'd be super cool.
And there was a program, you won't remember this because you're six, right? But there was a program, and I was growing up, called something like, it was called The Omega Man or something.
What year
and
was
he,
this?
And he had this, I don't know, mid-80s maybe? And he had a digital...
It was 10 years before I was born.
Shut your face. And he had a digital watch, because it was when digital watches were the thing.
That's so cool.
Right? And he pressed a button on the side of it, and like you used to do, he pressed it to change it to the date and the time, the seconds, right? And everyone thought, wow, technology. And he had a button that made him go invisible. I think it's called The Omega Man.
No.
That might have been in film. Gemini Man. That's what it was called. Gemini Man.
When I was a boy.
Google it, someone, in case I dreamt it.
I'm looking it up now.
Anyway, but what I'm saying is if Fitbit could invest in... Because that was years ago, and someone had that idea back then. If someone invested... If they put all their money into that, that would be a big seller, wouldn't it? Because people
make my gadget review very easy.
People want invisibility.
Yeah.
So if that's what people want...
I think it's like I read a survey that said that invisibility kind of topped the list of... superpowers that people most wanted.
Exactly. So if you've got a Fitbit that could do that,
then
you're fine. And then it'll send out automatic messages going, hi guys, I snuck into a girl's changing room. with Fitbit.
And that's a novel advertising campaign.
I'm not saying that's what they want. I'm not saying Fitbit are perverts. I'm not saying that because they've probably got lawyers.
What I'm saying is,
if they invested in technology that people actually wanted that did different things to the other ones, then boom.
Different magical things.
Yes.
Gemini one is real. Gemini Man.
Come on!
Aired in 1976, John.
That was 19 years before I was born.
Moving on. Rudd, what have you got there?
It's apologies, but it's video game stuff. This is one that I'm really excited about. Dishonored 2. Dishonored 2, which is a sequel to Dishonored.
Really?
Maybe should we start with Dishonored?
Yeah. Do I need to have seen Dishonored to understand the plot of Dishonored 2?
It would help, definitely. I can summarise it.
Can you summarise it in...
haiku format? I cannot.
10 words.
10 words. Assassin gets betrayed, gets really angry, kills lots of people.
Done. Right. And do you play the assassin?
So you play the assassin, and you get given this kind of hand thing where you get superpowers, like you can blink forward and you can slow down time and summon rats and stuff. It's kind of like, and it's set in like the industrial era London, so it's kind of like an industrial Fitbit that lets you kind of
run around. So it's got the power of so if Fitbit came out with a wristband that had a button on it, one, invisible, two, summon rats, right? Again, that is something I buy.
Yeah.
If I thought I could summon rats with a Fitbit that then sent out an automated message saying, I summoned rats with a Fitbit, I would go for it.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite games of all time. And I think it won Game of the Year when the first one came out in 2012. So it was very popular. And it's basically one of those stealth games where you're kind of jumping across rooftops, being invisible, being very stealthy.
Yes.
And so they've announced that the next one, which people have kind of been waiting for quite a long time, 4 years now, is going to be released in November, which is very good. And it's going to be on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Right.
Yeah, it's a stunningly good game, and they're just kind of, I get the feeling they're going to expand on a lot of the things. Like, the combat was one of its main kind of selling points that everyone loved about it.
Yes.
And you could kind of, it was lots of jumping around and lots of cool knifey, stabby things.
I don't think you can say cool knifey, stabby things, can you?
I mean, think you can.
I mean, were you not listening to the news where a man has blamed Tom and Jerry for the rise of ISIS?
Is this where we blame Bethesda for the rise of Fitbit-wearing assassins?
If you like, yeah.
What's a Bethesda?
The developer who made it.
I'm glad you asked, Dave, because I didn't know either.
Good.
I was just, I thought it was perhaps a radical Muslim cleric I hadn't heard of. Called Bethesda. It's like George Ezra. I'm not going to blame it on her. Okay, thanks, Rudd.
No worries.
Good. It's Talk Radio. By the way, still to come, our guest this afternoon, Shahzad Latif, joins us. You'll know him. You'll know him from things.
Yeah.
You know him from Out of Off of Spooks.
Out of Spooks.
You'll know him from Out of Off of Toast of London,
yeah.
Where he is Clem Fandango. And you're about to know him off of Penny Dreadful. He'll be joining us, though, in... well, I'm going to say next. I'm going to stick my neck out.
3 minutes time, I think.
I'm going to say that. Also, today, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster will feature Virgin Radio's morning presenter Jamie East, as he has his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested, plus the Diversity paper review, all coming. Victoria's got the news next, though, on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Two suspected people smugglers travelling in a British registered car have been shot by police following a high-speed chase from Belgium to France. It's led to several crashes, reportedly killing a motorcyclist and injuring seven others. The BMA says it's keen to restart talks with an open mind after the Health Secretary says he'll pause the introduction of a new contract for junior doctors in England to allow discussions to take place. Jeremy Hunt has told the doctors' union that it must focus on outstanding issues like unsocial hours and Saturday pay. Sky's political correspondent Robert Nisbet says it's a significant shift. I'm sorry, we don't appear to have that clip at the moment. A woman has been pulled alive from the rubble of a building in Kenya 6 days after it collapsed. The six-story block came down when heavy rains hit Nairobi almost a week ago. 33 people have been confirmed dead and 80 are missing. Scientists have succeeded in growing human embryos in a lab which survived for nearly 2 weeks. The breakthrough could help boost IVF survival rates, but it also raises ethical concerns. Britain's newest newspaper will close tomorrow after just 9 weeks and 50 editions. The New Day's owner, Trinity Mirror, has made the decision after its circulation fell to just 40,000. And Russell T. Davis has defended his decision to add a lesbian kiss to a Midsummer Night's Dream because it's 2016. He's adapted Shakespeare's comedy into a TV film. The weather mostly warm and sunny across England and Wales this afternoon. In fact, it's the warmest day of the year so far. 20.8 Celsius has been recorded at Northolt and St. James's Park. Cloudier elsewhere with some bright spells and showers in the far northwest. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, 2:31. Good afternoon. Hello, it is Talk Radio. And a lot of text coming in regarding the radicalisation of children's television. This is based on the story that Tom and Jerry have been blamed for the rise of ISIS by, this is true, by an Egyptian ambassador who said that it teaches children to blow things up and is extremist. Tom and Jerry. So we are radicalising children's television this afternoon at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Sesame Street crime. That's just come in there. Yep. It's just adulted up children's television. We did Pop ISIS, didn't we? We did that.
Yeah. Did you do Jihadi John Noakes?
Jihadi John Noakes came in
that's
as well.
From yeah. David on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks very much. Sorry, sorry. Right, 2:32. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes, and I promised you hot guest action, and hot guest action is what you're going to get. Welcome, Shahzad Latif. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, very well, thank you. It's you're dressed very summery.
As soon as May the 1st comes, I get most clothes off.
Yeah. You are the most naked person in this building. It's quite odd. I saw you through as you arrived through the window, and I was like, well, there he is, but he's sort of come dressed for the beach, which is an odd.
It's cycling gear. It's good cycling gear.
Is it?
A vest and weird trousers.
Yeah, okay, fine. It's like the first day of sunshine, and that's it, I'm going for it.
Always, every year.
Yeah, good. Right, so look, let's talk a bit about your work. because, you know, that's why you're here. So we'll do it in a vague order, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's go spooks first.
Spooks.
Because that's was that probably where you came to most people's attention at first.
That was the first job, yeah, about six years ago. Though,
yeah. And who were you in spooks for those?
I was Tariq Masood.
Yeah. Technological expert.
Techno expert, yeah. which I'm not, because that's what I go around with.
Well, I was just, again, you know, I'm not wish to cast aspersions on what you wear or carry, but, you know, you did look like a Luddite carrying that thing. What is that?
It was £10, and it cost £10 a month.
What year was that phone made?
I've had it for 7 years. There's a better version of this one. This is a really
old
one.
What's the model of it? I want to look it up.
Samsung something.
Wow. Just off the back of Rudd's modern gadget review that I don't understand.
And just now says the word Samsung on it, that's it.
Just amazing. Ridiculous. It's one of those clamshell things as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So why is that then? Why are you...
I just don't like to be on the phone for too long.
Yeah, but it's still a phone, isn't it?
I know, but I just like to I like face-to-face action.
Yeah.
Face-to-face.
I mean, that's not the question I asked.
That's why he's dressed like that.
Yeah, just in case it ever happened. He's such a good-looking man. He's walking down the street. He doesn't know when face-to-face action's going to happen. So he just dresses for the least amount of clothes.
You've got to be ready.
Open the clamshell. Cancel all appointments. Done.
I don't think you used the phrase open the clamshell in that context, though, if I'm really honest. Anyway, so Spooks, how long were you on for?
2.5 years.
2.5 years, yeah. Yeah. And Spooks, I mean, I used to love Spooks. I did like Spooks.
It was 10 great, long series. I mean, 10 series.
Yeah.
But I came in series 8.
Yeah. But did that, when you joined it, because it was famous for killing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a Game of Thrones of its day.
Yeah, I knew it would come at some point.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So did you, did that become a thing with actors from Spooks, sort of go, well, I've got Spooks, and people just go,
Yeah, that's the thing. But I mean, that's kind of good. I think In and Out, just, you know, do a little bit.
Yeah, back to that again.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, and how did it come about? Did you audition for it? I mean, what was the?
I was in drama school, and then I met my agent, who I'd met previously a few months before, and I told him to come see a show, and he said, "All right, I'll send you for a little tester audition."
Yeah.
And then ended up getting it, and then that was it.
Because that's a pretty meteoric. That's fast, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
given actors,
I didn't finish drama school. Yeah. I mean, it was a year and a half in, and then it was very lucky.
Yeah. So, and what was it like joining it? Because the cast changed, but the basics were there. So, were they an accepting bunch?
Yeah, Peter Firth, Nicola Walker. They're just lovely, lovely people. Yeah. You couldn't, you know. Peter was like a surrogate father on the show, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just a crazy, weird old man, lovely in a great way.
Yeah, good. All right, and then Toast of London, which a lot of people, you know, will know for as well. So, what was the leap from that to that?
I wasn't expecting it. It was like a change to comedy, and then I went in for, like, I'd done a pilot with a casting director called Nadira, and she brought me back in, and it was literally a one-line audition.
Yeah.
The part was tiny at the time. It didn't even have that name, Clem Fandango, and it just, and I just did one line, went in, and we did the pilot. And
nailed it. You're just so smug about that, aren't you? Just look at me, straight out of drama school, straight into Spooks. One-line audition, nailed it. The character didn't even exist. I went in and they wrote it for me.
Yeah, and it came back, yeah.
Yeah.
How often does that catchphrase get shouted at you?
Quite, if you're in East London, quite a lot.
Right. Yeah. Specifically East London.
Yeah. Specifically East London, yeah.
Remind us of the catchphrase?
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Okay. So, there's a horse called Clem Fandango.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the guys tweeted, yeah. Toast of New York or something as well.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, that's, you know, again, drama school, straight to Spooks, that horse named after your character, that's a pretty... Not everyone can boast that.
No. It's a strange, weird life.
Let's talk a bit about the new thing, because that's the point. So, Penny Dreadful. Now, this was a thing... I'll be honest with you, I've not really seen it before.
I'm
just going to say that now. which means you can tell us about it, for those that might not know.
It's a Showtime show, American Showtime company, written by John Logan, who is a 3-time Academy Award nominee, writer of Gladiator, Any Given Sunday, Hugo, Aviator, all the Bonds. And this is his baby, and it's the third series of that. And I'm coming in as a new character, and it's like a gothic mashup of all the, you know, famous literary characters, Frankenstein, you know, the monster and all that kind of stuff. And they all come together, and I'm playing Dr. Jekyll in the series. And it next week on Tuesday.
Does that mean you get also to do Hyde, or is there someone else doing a Hyde?
I will be both.
You will? Well, that's good, yes.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah. Because you don't want that, do you? You don't want the exciting bit given someone else. Because that's your run of good luck over then, isn't it? You go, well, I'm in Penny Dreadful, but I'm only Dr. Jekyll. You know, this other guy straight out of drama school just walked in, he nailed Hyde in one line and took it from me.
Yeah, no, it's both. But
good.
Yeah. And that's next Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
On Sky Atlantic, you watch it.
Right, stay there, because we're going to go and take a break now. But we'll be back talking to Shahzad. More on Talk Radio, as I say, still to come as well this afternoon. Jamie East plays plays Paul Rossmaster, thank you. Yeah, good. And, of course, keep your radicalisation of children's television texts coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M6 in Cheshire, the motorway closed, an accident. It's been shut between Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmes Chapel, and Junction 19 for Knutsford. It's causing severe delays. Delays on the M54 in Shropshire, near Junction 3 at Albrighton, the A41 exit. There's emergency repairs there. Southbound M5 in Bristol remains slow, an accident on the hard shoulder between 19 at Portishead and 20 at Clevedon. And a caravan's overturned on the A303 at Sparkford in Somerset. I'm Dave Stanford.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel.
He will mess with your mind. He's a master of mystery and illusion, and he'll twist your melon. Join me, Paul Ross, and the one and only master of mentalism, Derren Brown. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Me, Paul Ross, and Derren Brown, master mentalist.
Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, it's two, it's kind of time. And there's, Dave, I don't know whether you've seen any news today. Just, have you seen any?
No, I mean, I mentioned earlier I got up early to see if I could just spot a bit of the news.
Yes.
Before it rose, but I missed it because I was
you
looking.
I don't know whether you've seen any since.
No, because I've been out just inside all day. Like, if you pair out the blinds just over there.
Yeah.
That's where we saw the news yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
But I haven't seen...
Foraging, wasn't it? Yeah, it was foraging for facts.
Foraging over there, but I haven't seen...
The news.
I haven't even caught a little glimpse of, like, a news trail or...
No.
Like, even a little headline.
There was some news poo by that tree.
Yeah.
But...
They don't clear it up quickly enough around here, do they?
But there's no... Shahzad, I don't know whether you've seen any news. Have you seen any news this week?
I haven't seen any news.
You've seen no news?
I saw a head teacher shouting at the students on a massive loudspeaker outside your building.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's, yeah.
Maybe that's because they haven't seen any news.
The thing is, the news is quite complicated. I mean, you probably know that, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it, John.
Well, allow us to help, because on this programme in the afternoon, what we like to do, Shahzad, is break the news down to its purest form, to its constituent part. And you'll know, of course, that the news in its purest form is Japanese poetry.
Yeah.
So we like to do that, distill it down. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Yep.
It's the news in haikus.
Haiku.
Broadband ads mislead. I Googled for details, but
It's still buffering.
The news in haikus. Right, coming up at quarter minutes to 3 o'clock. All right, then. We are with guests. We are heavy with guests this afternoon. Shahzad Latif joins us. You will know him, I am sure, from Spooks, from Toast of London, where he is Clem Fandango. But he is in the forthcoming Penny Dreadful, which we've just been talking about. If you missed it, tough. So, when you started out, Shahzad, was acting always going to be the thing? Obviously, you went to drama school, as you said, but what got you into the whole?
I just was obsessed with movies from a very young age, so yeah. I always, you know, watched loads of movies growing up, and then when I was a teen, you know, like theatre a bit, fell in love with theatre, yeah. And then it was sort of inevitable. I thought I was always going to do it.
Yeah.
And I just had that thing, yeah, my dad's friend was an actor, and I just hang around with him quite a lot, and... Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. So was the? I mean, were the sort of classic films that made you, you know, specifically go, oh yeah, okay.
It was all. Yeah, you had your De Niro's and Pacino's when you're very young, The Godfathers, yeah. And like Raging Bull, all those kind of movies.
Yeah.
And then when you got older, a bit more Sean Penny, Benicio del Toro-y kind of films, Joaquin Phoenix-y.
Yeah. Okay.
And then just yeah. But now I've got to be my own person.
Yeah, and now this.
And now this.
Yeah, good. Well, it's interesting talking to actors, because you interview, you interview a lot of actors over the years, and it's always interesting finding out, you know, their roots in. And as we've talked about, you came out of drama school and got kind of quite lucky quite quickly, I suppose. Mm. But if you weren't doing it, right, and if, what other skills do you possess, is my question.
I play lots of football, and yep. I play lots of table tennis, and I cook a lot. That's about it.
Okay.
That's the only other three things.
Which one are you best at?
Well, we won undefeated 11-a-side league last night. We went undefeated 20 games. So I'd say football, maybe football.
Okay. Is this a showbiz team?
No. Actors are terrible at football. No, this is 11-a-side at Market Road near King's Cross.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but undefeated.
Yeah, well, yeah. Congratulations.
Which is sending across to Talk Sport after this.
Yeah.
Lap that up.
They would, they'd love all
any
that.
Mention of the word sport and they'll sniff around.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter which sport it is.
They'll invent sports over there. Yeah. Let's face it, they've got a 24-hour sports station. There's not enough sport in the world. They have to make stuff up. They do reports on badger baiting over there just to...
Yeah. Oh, we should do like a good thing for TalkSport, because they always are like, let's get clips of people. So if you've got like just like a reaction about sport,
oh
like,
yeah,
Leicester City winning the league,
and
what do you think
you,
of that? And
then we'll just, you know, over there,
yeah,
as
and
well.
Then they'll just be like, gosh, is that like, you know,
a sound?
You know, no, just like a sound
sentence,
bite. Just a sentence, just like
just
you
anything
know,
you just say.
What do you think of Leicester City? That's what I'm going to say.
Ranieri is an Italian commedia dell'arte type.
Perfect. That's good. That's you don't need more than that.
That'll be running all day now.
Yeah. I need to fill time with
you. Yeah.
Okay, let's. What I want to touch as well, because this is obviously a big issue and quite, I find quite interesting, is the whole diversity on TV debate that's been going on. And that's been running for some time. I mean, do you see, as an actor on that side of the debate, do you see that there has been an improvement over the years? Or do you
I think it just takes time. I think it's slowly and slowly. I mean, since, you know. Every race has gone through that, you know, and, you know, black actors are only now just getting roles.
Yeah.
Since East is East came out, it takes about 20 years, and slowly just about getting better. People like Riz Ahmed are pushing things forward, Dev Patel, you know, and it just...
Yeah, sure.
Slowly doors are opening, and people like John Logan writing this as a character, you know, coming from Jekyll and Hyde from this angle makes sense.
Yeah, of course. So do you think, I mean, it has to start with writing though, doesn't it?
Yeah, because historically, you know, in Victorian times, there were loads of people writing, because it was colonial times, there was, you know, boats going from to and fro from India and all these places, but... You never see that, and it's nice to finally have a show. It's just normal.
I wonder, this is just devil's advocate, really, with the diversity debate. I wonder if by drawing attention to it as much, right, it's not making it more divisive.
Definitely, I think so. Yeah. It should just be casually done, normal, not too much of a spotlight on it, because people just get people get afraid of it and people get freaked out.
Well, then
people
talk about box ticking and all that kind of thing. So I don't think that it's as helpful as it could be. You know, in my mind, if you go, it's the best. person for the job. Now, roles are specifically written, like you were saying. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But there's no point in just putting people into jobs. And I'm talking both sides of the camera.
Definitely.
In any walk of life. Based on skin colour. Because it's surely that is just dividing, putting people in boxes and in camps.
Definitely, like, yeah. It shouldn't be done like that. It just needs to be, you know, the writing and hopefully more and more scripts get written.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. And we should just... We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. It just takes time.
Have you ever gone down the writing route yourself? Is that something you do?
I've done a couple of bits of writing with a friend of mine, but just in a casual way. No rush.
Do you, when you're on set doing your stuff, do you sort of take an interest in the other side of the camera stuff, or does it not?
I'm focusing mainly on what I'm doing, but I think you subconsciously take things in.
Yeah.
Seeing directors and the way they work and what they're doing, but I like to just do my thing.
Yeah, because you see, I guess you do find a lot of that with actors who go over to the directing side, don't you? And it's about sort of... I can never understand this. Okay, actors who direct themselves.
That's Mel Gibson Braveheart. Yeah, that kind of stuff. That, I mean, you have to be very confident to do that. Or have a massive ego. You can do it really well, or you can do it incredibly badly.
Because then you get things like, you know, the credits on films like with Eddie Murphy, where it goes, it's an Eddie Murphy production of an Eddie Murphy film.
Yeah.
Written by Eddie Murphy, directed by Eddie Murphy, starring Eddie Murphy. You just think, what, really?
Yeah, they've got a vision. If you've got a vision, you need to have a vision. Some determination, yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about which brings us neatly back to Penny Dreadful as well, because the cast, I mean, there's an amazing cast in it.
Eva Green, Josh Hartnett, Brandon Cox, all the Helen McCrory, Roy Kinnear, Simon Russell Beale, Harry Treadaway, all these, you know, great English theatre actors. It's unbelievable to come into a cast like that.
And do they, in terms of how TV, I guess the lines are now blurred, aren't they? Because TV, you know, with the success of the Game of Thrones and all, I suppose it was 24 and that kind of stuff, going back, it's just film stars don't mind going over to TV now and vice versa. It's just all one thing now.
The writing's just getting so good in these series, and, you know, actors, you can get into a character in a lot more detail through, you know, a long series. It just makes sense, really.
Yeah. And what are you doing next?
Next up, I'm waiting to hear on a couple of things, but I can't say anything yet.
Oh, you always say that, you actors.
Yeah. I'm in a tiny little part in The Man in New Infinity, which is on cinemas now at the moment. Another film with Deb Patel and Jeremy Irons. Tiny little part.
Okay. Because you're in Second Best Marigold Hotel as well.
I was in that.
Which I always thought was a weird title for a film, because it's sort of suggesting it's not as good as the first one.
Yeah. It's a dangerous one. It's a dangerous one.
Also, now you're in a TV with Dreadful in the title. So, again, so, you know, it's
not looking good.
It's just catnip for TV reviewers. Just Penny Dreadful. Yeah. Emphasis on Penny. Not. I jest. I'm sure it's excellent. I haven't seen it. But I will now.
Please watch it. You simply sold it to me.
Please, so well done. Listen, it's been great having you. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Shahzad Latif, who is in Penny Dreadful, which starts...
It started on Sunday, and next Tuesday is the next episode.
Is the next episode on...
Sky Atlantic.
Correct. Good. Thanks for coming in. Now, if you are a regular listener to the show, you'll know we have many friends on the programme. Many, many. And they come in no greater shape than the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. Now, Vexen Le Crowley is, of course, the High Priest from the Temple of Mephistopheles, which is in Hendon. And the reason he joins us is because you'll have heard on other, I'm going to say lesser, radio programmes, the thought for the days that they have, the pause for thoughts, the moment where they invite you as a listener to step off and out of your busy life to take a moment to reflect on your spiritual side. The problem, of course, is that they only cater, we were just talking there about diversity, but they only cater for, you know, Christians, don't they, and Muslims and the Jews. Where is the thought for the day for the people that worship the devil? Well, wonder no longer, for he is here. The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Each year at around this time, the beautiful Somerset town of Yeovil hosts the annual Satanist Conference, and this year I decided to travel by train. I must confess, this was through necessity rather than choice, having recently lost my licence for driving to a sacrificial event with the fly-blown corpse of a recently sacrificed goat strapped to the roof of my car in what the police and my insurers deemed a particularly unsafe manner. Anyway, as is the way of train travel, I soon found myself on a train platform, eating an upper-crust baguette and silently bemoaning the price of my return ticket, when an announcement came across the tannoy explaining that the train was delayed due to leaves on the line. Apparently some foliage had encroached onto the rails, and somehow this was going to affect my journey. And then I thought, Satan's a lot like that, isn't he? The train, like the righteous, simply wants to stay on the straight and narrow, getting from A to B as cleanly and as effectively as possible. But the Prince of Darkness, the bringer of lies, the great dragon, Belial, the foul serpent, is, in many ways, the leaves on the line. An evil force, hell-bent on delaying and hindering those who are simply attempting to make their way through life in a true and honest manner. And that's why I immediately went to the public lavatories to change into my ceremonial robes and return to the platform, where I smashed my Brian Cranberry baguette in the face of a nearby old lady and kicked her off the platform and onto the tracks. And all the while I was screaming out incantations, "O Dark One, burn humanity in your fire. I do this in your unholy name, you great beast of all humanity," and so forth, to please him and his satanic works. And as I was doing this, the train arrived. The delay had been minimal, after all, and I boarded my steed for Yeovil, both in high spirits and with cheese smeared on my hood. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley, there, with his thought for the day for Satanists.
To 5 to 3, after 3 o'clock, of course, the big debate today that'll be happening. There'll also be the diversity paper review. As I say, today it is a due one, and there will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, where Virgin Radio's morning presenter Jamie East has his knowledge well and truly tested of talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's Paul Rossmaster. Now, if you listen to the programme regularly, you'll know of corporate guff speak. These are the phrases that if you work in an office or any place of work, really, you'll always find a middle manager with a penchant for using the phrases that make him look like even more of a git. You know, the kind of thing that just go, "Oh, we are, we're going to hog roast this idea over the barbecue of creativity." That sort of thing. And you just think, "I'm going to smash you in the face." That sort of person. Anyway, what we like to do is get you to suggest those hateful phrases to us. And you can do that on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then what we do is we pick one and give it to either Producer Dave.
Yep.
Or in the case of this week, I think, Asprod Cass. Through the glass. Asprod Cass is through the glass.
It's actually been me a lot more than it's been. I think Dave's done it once.
I'd
and then
say
he keeps
up to
not
twice.
Coming in or being hungover or aware.
Or in a student accommodation. So,
That's not better.
No, you're right, it isn't. No.
You've not made that better. You've done a terribly poor attempt to cover up a thing.
made it worse.
Yeah. As you
still
will.
Very funny.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm good at delegating.
So Cass goes into a meeting. What was the meeting about? This was something boring, presumably.
It's always about you. Always.
Why do you have to have meetings about me?
Because you're a pain. You know that bit that you do at the beginning of this where you say, "Oh, one of them corporate types you want to punch in the face."
Yeah.
That's you.
I'm not a corporate type.
No, but I do want to punch you in the face.
Fine. So our bosses are called Laurie and Denny, and they do often have to call producers in and go, "Oh, John did that, stuff," all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so Cass has to go to the meetings and get a phrase that you've come up with into the meetings, then record it on her phone. Who was the meeting with this time?
It's always Laurie, because I think Denny's given up.
Right? Fine. Okay, here we go. This is what happened. What was the phrase you had to get in?
Hugging a punch bag instead of punching it or something.
Okay, fine. Alright, here he is. This is Cass in a meeting recording a hateful phrase of corporate guff speak sent in by you, thank you, on her phone.
So, apart from the fact that I need you to send me a quote every day, I need to talk to you about time checks, right?
Okay.
So, what time is it?
What, right now?
Yeah.
It's like 22.
Exactly. So, people don't talk in 13 past or 27 minutes past the hour. And also, we don't want to let people know what time it is, right? And John is just telling the time too often, okay? I know what time it is. I've got a phone. I don't need people to tell me what time it is on the radio. Does that make sense?
Well, no, but yes.
Okay.
I'll just tell him not to.
So I need no more time checks.
Okay.
Also, ad times, right?
Yep.
This is a commercial radio station. The ads are important. Mm-hmm. We need to hit those ad times. There's lots of brilliant reasons why we need to hit them. I don't need to spell them out to you, I hope. But just make sure he hits the ad times
okay. On
time.
Yeah, okay. Instead of punching the punch bag, why don't we just try hugging it?
However you get him to do it, okay, I don't care whether it's physical violence or not, all right? That's, you know, producer-presenter relationship. Fine, okay?
Didn't just even make sure. Sense.
No.
And it's ironic because we just played that clip.
What's funny? By the way, it's 2:59. What's also funny is that by playing that out, he's made us really late for the ad break. Which means that the news is now going to be 2 minutes late, and we're not playing the ads out anywhere near the right time, which is now 2:59 and 47 seconds. What, Cass?
I'm going to have to go into another meeting now
because of this. Yes, you are. Okay, it's 2:59 and 56 seconds. You're listening to Talk Radio. The ads are late. The news is next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study, keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like 20% off your next service. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. It's 3:01 and 52 seconds. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police shootout during people smuggler chase, hope for agreement on junior doctors' contracts, and the NHS Choir's Hollywood deal.
Talk Radio.
A motorway chase involving suspected people smugglers in Belgium and France has ended in three crashes, a pile-up and one death. A motorcyclist died and seven others were injured. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the latest.
It's reported a lorry driver called police when he saw 17 men getting into his vehicle. Two Iraqi men drove off in a UK-registered Audi and were chased by Belgian police at speeds of up to 125 miles an hour. Shots were fired, one person was hit in the stomach and one in the shoulder. The chase led to a number of crashes and a motorcyclist died after colliding with a lorry.
The British Medical Association says it's willing to start talks again over a new contract for junior doctors in England. It's after the Health Secretary said he'll pause their introduction to allow discussions to take place. Jeremy Hunt has told the the BMA, outstanding issues like unsocial hours and Saturday pay need to be the focus. Anti-terror police have arrested 14 people in County Tyrone during an operation at the funeral of a dissident Republican. Michael Barr, who was from Strabane, was shot dead last week by two gunmen who burst into a pub in Dublin. It's thought the shooting was linked to gangland power struggles in the city, but it's not clear if he was the intended target. A cryptic postcard has emerged suggesting a close friendship between killers Fred and Rose West and another couple currently under police investigation. Police are excavating the former home of paedophiles David and Pauline Williams, who were jailed last year. The New Day newspaper is to close tomorrow after just 9 weeks in circulation. Its owners have pulled the plug after sales apparently dropped to just 40,000. Media commentator Steve Hewlett has told Talk Radio he thinks the paper set themselves a tough task.
Alison Phillips, the editor, said, quote, "We threw away all previous thinking. There were going to be no leaders, no website, columnists but no columns. It was going to be relentlessly upbeat, optimistic, free of political bias. The term she kept using was normal."
And a Hollywood film is going to be made about the NHS choir, which beat Justin Bieber to Christmas number one. It'll feature the individual backstories of the 32 Lewisham and Greenwich singers. Nora Smith, who's part of the choir, has told Talk Radio she's still doing the day job.
"I am at work, on the ward, reviewing patients, and all the while, all of these things are happening in the background. It seems totally unreal. I've often thought throughout the process that, gosh, you couldn't write this."
And she's got time to hang out on the phone talking to Talk Radio while patients are waiting. We got some weather.
So much weather.
Oh, tell us.
Talk Radio national weather.
Come on.
Mostly warm and sunny across England and Wales this afternoon. Cloudy elsewhere with some bright spells and showers in the far northwest. It's the warmest day of the year so far. 20.8 Celsius has been recorded at North Holt.
Hang on a moment.
What?
Earlier you said highs of 19.
That's an average.
Now you're telling us.
That's an average.
What? Well, you didn't say it was an average. You just
What's
said
a high.
You said a highs of 19, and now you've told us it's 20 point something else.
I never do the top one because I like to manage expectations.
That's the high, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you're in Scotland and you're listening, it's not going to get that high.
Well, you could just say that.
Fine. So, like I was saying, it is the warmest day of the year so far. Yeah. 20.8 Celsius has been recorded at North Holt and St James's
Highs
Park.
Of 20.8?
Yep. This evening and tonight, England and Wales will be dry and warm with some good sunny spells before dusk. It'll lead to a dry night with clear skies. Scotland and Northern Ireland will be cloudier but mainly dry. Lows of 10 degrees, although it'll be 13 in places. Okay. Tomorrow, England and Wales will have a dry and warm day with sunny spells. Further north, it will be cloudier with the risk of a little rain across Scotland after midday. Highs of 19 degrees, that's an actual high, in the southeast.
Right.
And then between...
But it could go higher than that.
Wait for it.
Right.
Wait for it.
Okay.
So the outlook for Saturday to Monday, very warm with some sunshine. Risk of isolated thunderstorms, though, breaking out each day, particularly across Wales and Western England. Some more persistent rain for Scotland and Northern Ireland on Saturday. A high of 22 Celsius on Saturday. That's in the southeast. And 24 on Sunday, also in the southeast.
Whoa. Thank you very much, Victoria. It's 6 minutes... Laurie, if you're listening, it's 6 minutes past three. Now the sport with Ben, live from a 90s rave.
Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Liverpool will be hoping their excellent home form in the Europa League continues this evening. They're going to the second leg of their semi-final with Villarreal trailing the Spanish side 1-0. Club legend Ian Rush told Talk Sport it won't be a walk in the park at Anfield.
What worries me a little bit is that people are expecting us to win now. Manchester United, you know, they were brilliant, they could have won 4-5. Dortmund was something special. And now, saying it's only 1-0 down, we're going to win 2-3-0. It's not going to be that easy, because they had a good time.
The other last four ties poised at 2-2 between holders Sevilla and Shakhtar Donetsk. Spurs midfielder Moussa Dembele has until 6 o'clock tonight to respond to an FA charge for an alleged act of violent conduct. He was caught on camera appealing to make contact with the eyes of Chelsea's Diego Costa during Monday's 2-2 draw in the Barclays Premier League. Finally, Andy Murray's comfortably through to the quarterfinals of the Madrid Open Tennis. tennis, the defending champion beat Frenchman Gilles Simon in straight sets 6-4, 6-2. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Live from a 90s rave. Thanks, Ben. Thank you, Ben. He's entirely mashed off his bulletin.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life, this is your life. Standing 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay then, it is Talk Radio. It's time for the big debate, of course, here in the afternoons. And, a lot of people talking about this story, of course, in the papers today. I hope to fill void left by Diana, says Prince Harry. Now, Prince Harry has said he will spend the rest of his life trying to fill the gaping hole left by his mother's death. Harry, 31, told the US magazine People how he's driven by Princess Diana's memory. He's in America to promote the Invictus Games, of course. All he wants to do is make his mother incredibly proud by filling that gaping hole. Now, on the line... on line one this afternoon is Nick. Nick's on the line. Hello, Nick.
Oh.
Good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Wait a minute. No, I just want to, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he wants to fill the gaping hole, but you're against holes in general. You just have no truck with the holes.
I've been driving. I pulled over. Yeah. I don't normally phone into stations. I pulled over. When you said you were talking about gaping holes.
Yes.
I pulled over immediately to phone you.
Yes.
I hate holes, gaping and otherwise.
Yeah, so this is any hole of any size.
Well, look, it's not about what I think. It's not about me versus, you know, what someone else is thinking. You know, look, very simple question.
Yes.
If I offer you a cake,
yes.
What do you say?
Thank you for the cake.
Right, now I offer you another cake, exactly the same, except approximately a third of the cake is missing from the middle. Do you want that cake as much?
No, I don't.
Right, polo mints.
Yes. On the line, on the other line, line two, I've got... Bernard, you've been listening to what Nick had to say there. He said polo mints. What do you say?
Well, confectionery is one of my main issues. One of the things that I love about holes.
Yeah.
Polos are a fantastic example.
Yeah.
Also, we have aeros.
Yes.
Can you imagine a world without aeros, without those bubbles in there? They're technically small holes. And the cake analogy that Nick just came up with, are we not talking about ring donuts there, Nick?
Nick.
Oh, ring donuts. We're bringing ring donuts into it, are we, at this stage?
Yes, we are, early on, yes. Come back
okay,
on that.
I think, listen. When it comes to holes, it's about etymology. And look, what's the etymology of the word hole? Have you ever looked it up in a dictionary? It's from the Old English. Howl. Howl, to make a howling sound. That's where holes come from.
Yep.
Does that sound pleasant?
Well, it did. Well, the sound
is that
of
a nice experience?
Would, I mean, he's asking you directly, Bernard.
Howling in a hole.
Would you like to hear a howling hole?
I've never heard a howling hole.
No, but that's not the question, Bernard. He said, would you like to hear a howling hole?
I'd love to hear a howling hole.
I can tell you.
I'm sure the hole would create some...
Gentlemen, again, give the others some room, because we can't talk over each other, we can't hear what you're saying. Nick, just let Bernard come back on whether or not he'd like to hear a howling hole.
I can't imagine a more splendid sound than a howling hole, because the surroundings of being within the hole would give you such a great echo, would be a wonder to hear.
He's right, Nick, isn't he, though? Because people do like an echo.
Let's see, shall we?
Yeah.
Howl. Howl. Now, is that nice?
That sounded a bit like a Justin Bieber song, but I enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it, Nick. You actually.
Let's be clear about these things. If we didn't have holes, one thing we wouldn't have is moles. Where would moles go? Would they?
I'm very glad you asked that.
Would Nick prefer to have them in his house? Let's send all the moles round to Nick's. Hey,
can we talk about animals for a minute? Mice, horrible, live in holes. Rabbits, horrible, holes. Foxes. Horrible. Live in holes. Rats.
Okay, so if we get rid of the holes,
no.
Where are they going to go?
No, Bernard, let Nick finish his list of horrible animals.
Where do terrapins live?
I don't know.
Terrapinariums. They don't live in holes. If they ever did, which I doubt, they've evolved not to. They are very intelligent creatures.
So you're saying yes to terrapins, but certainly no to the other animals that you've just mentioned?
Owls, sparrowhawks, jays, none of them live in holes, John.
Right.
If Nick has his way, yeah, and we do away with holes, then where are these animals that he doesn't like going to live? Are they going to go around yours, Nick?
They're welcome to. I'm not one of these not-in-my-backyard people when it comes to holes and animals and moles and so on. I will take the requisite amount that the council decides.
Yes, but
look, I tweeted earlier.
Yes.
I tweeted, I said, die all holes. I had 127 characters left.
Yes.
I think I'd said everything.
Yes, well, but you... Okay. Let me tell you... wait a minute, Bernard. Let me just go back to one of Nick's comments there, because I want to take issue with it slightly. You just said, I'm not one of these not-in-my-backyard people, but presumably if there was a hole in your, literally in your backyard, then you would be one of those not-in-my-backyard people.
Well, look, this... Do you know which three holes I would most like to fill?
Let me have a guess.
I'd like to fill all the potholes, all the wormholes...
Yes.
And three, and I have used this line before at dinner parties, I would like to fill the whole of all the other holes, the rest of all the other holes.
Yeah, well, I get it. Yeah, wordplay. What would you do, right, with the holes if we got rid of them? I mean, you've got to go, they can't... They've got to go somewhere, haven't they? You've got to put... I mean, would you be prepared, Nick, to accept that we dig one big hole, bear with me, and put all of the other holes in it to get them out of the way? Would you accept that?
I think it's a very complex political issue, I understand. I know people are voting today, and I know that they're voting on issues like this.
Don't mention any of the issues because it's political.
I know it's not vote for this person, vote for that person.
No, can't
all
do any
I
that.
Would say,
yeah.
All I would say is if they are pro holes,
yes,
I'd have a really long, hard think about who you're voting for. That's as far as I'll go.
That's as far as you probably can go. What about the phrase holier than thou, Bernard?
Well, holier than thou, that's a biblical phrase.
That's right, but there are holes in the Bible. I mean, mostly in its logic.
Mostly in its logic, and none of the stories corroborate with each other. They were written many, many years by several different people afterwards.
Yes.
I don't think there's any credibility that can stand up from the word holy.
Yes.
However, I do not think the word holy should be used in context with the noun whole.
Right, okay. Well, that's an interesting issue, isn't it, Nick? He doesn't think that the word holy should be used in context with the noun whole.
Do you know, But can I tell you really why this is boring?
Yeah.
It's boring me. Can I tell you why it's boring?
Yes, tell me why it's boring.
Because that is the word, isn't it? We don't say, I'm going to go and excite a hole. I'm going to stimulate a hole, do we? We say, I'm going to go and bore a hole in something. It's boring.
Some of us say that.
Well, I'd suggest that Nick takes all of those rodents that he mentioned earlier.
Yes.
The redundant hole punches that are going to be in this world.
Yes, that's a good point.
And have them always round his house for a party.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll rampage the hell out of it.
Let me just run these by you, and I want an answer from both of you here. Different kinds of hole, yes or no? Pot?
No.
Drugs?
No, it's a yes or no answer.
No.
Sink.
No.
Yes.
Black.
I'm glad you raised it. I don't think it's a race issue. I don't think this is the thing to be raising the race card over. And I know a lot of people who like holes, they say some of their best friends are black holes. That's fine. But, you know, do you know what a black hole does to you if you stand in it?
What does it do?
Well, it kills you, doesn't it? It kills all of us. Every man, woman,
well,
and child.
Well, I mean, it's contentious. That could be right. It could be considered race. Could be racist. You're saying
it's black holes. It's white holes. It's all holes. Bernard, do you want all human life? Is that your pro?
Your pro hole argument? I will answer that question, Nick. And I think the issue with black holes is that we all need an infinite point of density, and there you will find Nick.
And on there we must leave it. It's an emotive issue, and it's set to run and run. One more hole just to run by both of you. Let's go, Bernard first. Glory.
Yes, please.
Nick?
That is different, yes.
It's 17 minutes past three. You are listening to Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion on holes, whether you're for or against them, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Okay, here we go.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond-cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paint, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Coastbound M20 in Kent has two lanes closed just before Junction 9 at Ashford. There's an accident there causing delays. On the M5 through Gloucestershire, there's a lane closed southbound between Junction 14 at Thornbury and 15 for the M4. Recovery work after an accident. Caravans overturned on the A303 at Sparkford in Somerset. Eastbound queues. And through Cheshire, the northbound M6 remains closed between Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmeschapel, and 19 at Knutsford because of a serious accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, 20 past three on a Thursday afternoon. A lot of reaction coming in on the big debate about holes this afternoon. This has just come in from Carla, who just says, fill the holes with the Uber grunts. There's enough of them. And this has come in, who said that someone's been on, no name, but it says that her friend... she's called Liza. My friend keeps saying to me, dear Liza, there's a hole in my bucket. If there's a hole in your bucket, then do let us know. 8-7-2-2.
Start a message of a talk.
Or you can use at the talk radio on the thing. Good afternoon. Hello. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoon, I am John Holmes, and it is time to do our daily pleasuring of Lenny Henry. In a manner of speaking, Lenny Henry, you're aware of his work, I'm sure. He is a great champion of the diversity, and this is where we make him as excited, so excited, Lenny Henry, so excited that he would tentpole his Premierian duvet with just... the sheer knowledge that we are the most diverse programme on the radio anywhere. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It's where a diversity comes in to review the papers. Today we welcome back Johnny, who is a...
Jew.
Well done.
Thank you.
What have you got?
So today's paper review, we are looking at sizes of food, we're looking at the word moist, and we're looking at carpool karaoke.
okay, absolutely fine. Is, are you sure you've got the right agenda and that's not the menu for Paul Ross's programme, given the car thing and the word moist?
Can't start again.
What?
Like this.
I'm just saying.
That's the second time you've done it in 2 days.
That's what he said.
You need to find a new joke. You're running out.
I've only got one.
Yeah, we know. That's the problem. Let's start with 2/3 of us are overweight or obese. Not you, obviously. You're too small to actually put any fat on you.
Thank you.
But people like me are, and I look pregnant at the moment, and it's
why do you look pregnant at the moment? What have you been eating?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I've been eating.
All right. Or but, have you a womb? I mean, have you, are you, is this your way of telling me that you are an hermaphrodite? And you have the...
Yes, because of all the people I wanted to break that news to, I chose you, John. You're the first person
on this program,
on this station.
Congratulations. I mean, I know it's diversity, but this is exciting now, isn't it?
On this station, yeah. On your show, yeah. Forget my show.
Yeah,
Paul Ross at Breakfast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's all about you, John.
That's right. It is. Yeah. So if you want to come out as a womb owning man, like the character from Life of Brian, here on the program, Johnny, you be my guest.
Is that allowed?
Yes.
John.
Yes.
It was only a lie.
Okay, fine. So why are you fat? Your words, not mine.
I am fat because I eat the wrong size food.
Right.
Well, actually,
like
I say that.
Like a big sausage.
Nope, that's you last night. We've seen the Skype video.
Yes.
I actually, funny enough, before I get into the article, I'll just tell you a quick fact, is that rather than using big plates, I actually use small plates now so that I eat less food. So when you plate up your food,
fewer.
You have to put less food on your plate.
Yeah.
Problem is that I end up with a mountain on top of the small plate.
So what? Yes. Okay, so what you've done is you've just instead of basically spreading outwards.
Yep.
You've built a high rise.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So what? So you've done. So you haven't reduced the amount of food. You've just changed the shape of it.
Yep.
And what food are you eating, John?
Well, my dinners tend to be salmon and broccoli.
That's healthy,
it.
Isn't
that's it? Yeah.
Well, that's not fattening.
Until I get to the Saturday night, then it's a big Chinese or a big pizza.
Yeah, but that's not... I mean, that's fattening, but not that's during fattening. The week.
No, during the week I'm quite good.
So...
But I'm still overweight.
Right.
I'm too tired to gym. Anyway, so, can we do some paper reviewing
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Thing? So, chicken, you should have the size of a bar of soap.
Right.
Don't drop the soap. Red meat
why
is...
not? Would someone put chicken up your bottom?
No.
Okay, fine.
Red meat.
All those chicken-related shower attacks.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Poor Ross.
Red meat or... The size of red meat should be like the size of a deck of cards?
No. Oh, okay. No, okay, fine. But how thick? I mean, the same thickness as a deck of cards, or are you talking sort of the shape, the, you know, the rectangle? I mean, you as a man who stacks up rather than spreads out, I mean, which of those is it? The actual dimensions of
I mean,
a deck of
again,
cards.
I'm fat, so my red meat will be the size of a bus, let alone a deck of cards.
Yeah, good.
Oily fish is the size of a mobile phone.
Yeah, but in what year?
Well, the...
I mean, are you talking the big iPhone 6S, or are you talking the old flip phone that you used to get?
I mean, if you're personally asking me, I would use the proper old ring ones that you have to put your finger in the little hole and move it up and down. You know the phone I'm talking
about.
You
just hoist by your own petard there, haven't you?
Not the iPhone yeah. 6.
Like an old trim phone, ironically called a trim phone.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, fine.
All trimmed.
Yeah.
All trimmed and looking pristine. Cooked rice or pasta
too
is
too much information. What?
Cooked rice or pasta should be the size of a tennis ball. Any ball jokes you want
bit,
to make now?
No, a bit of pasta should be the size of a tennis ball. That's rubbish.
Why?
Well, small, isn't it? I mean, is that cooked or uncooked pasta? Because I'm always confused about pasta. Because, you know, on the bag, it says...
12 minutes.
But it says things like... with fresh pasta, it goes, right, okay, it's worth... It's this much calories cooked and this much uncooked. Mm. Why does it... Never mind.
So, the cooked rice or pasta should be the size of your tennis ball. Mm. Obviously, it depends how big your balls are. In your case, they're quite small, so... Got a bit of a problem there. You're not going to be on the carbs then. Which is why you're small in general.
Has this just become a personal attack now?
Yep.
Fine.
Cheese should be the size of a 9-volt battery.
That's... I always live my life by that motto.
Which
cheese? Any cheese?
It's from the Daily Mail, this article. It's got a stereotypical block of cheese that's a little triangle with a couple of holes in it. Have you ever actually seen that cheese?
Yes.
Have you actually? I've never seen cheese like that.
It's like Swiss cheese. It's got holes in it.
Mm. Bread should be the size of a £5 note.
Or Gouda.
Or Red Leicester.
No, it's not got holes in it. And anyway, Leicester's blue. Everyone knows that now.
Well, I was with...
Speaking of the news.
I was with James Vardy this week.
I don't know who that is.
You know the footballer who scored the goal, but the lookalike who came to Talk Radio and nearly had a breakdown?
I've literally no idea what you're talking about.
He was all over the front pages yesterday.
Who?
The guy who looked like James Vardy, the footballer.
No idea what you're on. I literally don't know what you're talking about. Who's James Vardy?
I don't know. Basically, a guy came in. Yeah. Everyone's having pictures of him, so I ran up to him and said, can I have a picture? Because everyone else says.
Yeah. What, even picture. Though you didn't know who he was?
Yeah. Everyone else had a picture, so I thought, oh, I'll get some Twitter likes.
What is wrong with you?
Well,
apart from the obvious.
I was going to say. Chocolate should be the size of a lipstick. You don't wear lipstick, so you're not going to understand that concept. Neither do I, but I'm just, trying to be nice to people once.
I was going
to
say, again, are you trying to come... All right, fine.
And one more. Let's go for a potato should be the size of a computer mouse. Obviously, computer mice don't exist anymore, so just take any potato.
What do you mean computer mice don't exist anymore?
Well, everyone's got the laptops, so you just use the tracker pad.
Yeah, but what's in the office here? It's all mice, isn't it?
That there are mice. That, yeah. Exactly, that's why we had a deep clean the other day.
What Asprod Cass is holding up now? Two mice.
Yeah, again, that's because someone left their biscuits. That's Paul left his biscuits in the studio yesterday. Mm. So that is the end of that article.
Wasn't very interesting, was it?
Yeah, no, really wasn't.
What else have we got?
Let's talk about the word moist.
Let's.
I thought you might like that. Do you want to start? Any opinion on the word moist?
I have no problem with it, but I know a lot of people do.
Well, a lot of people do because they don't like the sound. It's got sexual connotations. And they've made the papers have come out today of a list of words people hate, including puke, murderer, muggy, dank, sticky,
muggy,
damp, yeah,
okay,
wet, armpit,
wet. Why do they like the word wet? Because it's like moist and damp.
Sexual connotations?
Well, not really. I mean, yes, but not like you don't have to use it in that context, do you?
The way our minds work.
Okay, fine. It's because you work on the Paul Ross show.
There's words I don't like, and I actually have a list on my phone because I always forget what I don't like.
You're such an odd person.
I know.
You forget what you don't... You've made a list of words you don't like on your phone because you forget what words you don't like. Go on, give me an example.
Nah. What a horrible word.
What?
Nah.
What's not... What word is that?
N-A-H.
Well, that's not a word.
Have you done this? Nah. Ugh, that's so like...
Okay, it's not a proper word. It's slang, which I can understand.
Horrible. Yeah, but I like slang. Look, I use FOMO. I say peak. I say, or deep or deaf. I feel like deaf.
Stop. What? What's deep?
Peak.
What do you mean?
That's so peak. Like, that's... I can't believe they're having that so peak. That's so, like... Just, like...
Use words in their proper context. What's wrong with you?
I'm from a different generation to you. You're like 20...
So peak. Doesn't make any sense.
It does. I can't.
The peak.
There you go. I can't. Have you ever heard that? I can't. I can't do it. I can't. I just can't.
Well, you know.
You're so ancient.
What? No, of course I've heard the word can't. It's shortened cannot.
You don't go, I cannot. You don't finish the sentence. The sentence goes, I can't.
Okay, well, how about this? Strike a match on a bar of soap. I can't.
Such an idiot.
Makes entire sense now, doesn't it?
Shut up.
What? I just blowing your argument out of the water.
Yeah, I know, that's why I don't like it.
You're so peak. I don't know what that means.
I don't like fair enough. Fairs.
You don't like fairs?
No.
I like the Dodgems.
Do you?
Mm. I like quite like the Ghost Train.
We can tell. Well, talking of Ghost Trains, Darren Brown's on the show tomorrow. On Breakfast.
Who?
Darren Brown.
Darren Brown.
He's got a new Ghost Train at Thorpe Park. He's on the Paul Ross Breakfast show tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but I just thought I might plug him. Also, girls saying mate. Not a fan.
He probably like that. What?
Girls saying mate.
Girls saying mate.
Yeah.
Don't like that either.
No.
This isn't news, is it? This is just a list of things you don't like, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't called the diversity pay-per-view. It's called the diversity rant attack.
Oddly, it isn't. No. But anyway, okay. What else we got?
Let's move on to James Corden's Carpool Karaoke.
Yes.
So, Adele did it. Got 100.4 million hits. I checked it today. It's still actually 100 million. It's not even a rounded up number. It's actually 100 million.
Right, fine.
What do you think about James Corden's Carpool Karaoke?
I've never watched it.
Have you not?
No.
100 million people in the world have watched it.
I know
it,
James Corden,
haven't.
But I've never watched his Carpool Karaoke.
Why?
What? Well, I don't know. I just haven't. Why should I? Should I?
I shall tell you why.
Go on.
Thank you for setting that up for me. Well, Gwen Stefani was on it this week.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it before...
I haven't.
Yeah, but... You're just, you've got no interest in normal things anyway, so it's not like... You'd prefer to get someone to go and check out a little pee from the canteen than actually talk about something that everyone else is talking about.
That was a story yesterday when a man in Italy, which is a big story, by the way, a man in Italy was let off by a judge because he'd stolen food. And the judge said it wasn't a crime because he was hungry. So he road-tested that idea by sending work experience Rudd down to the canteen here to see if he could steal peas and a lion bar.
That's very clever.
And he did.
And he did.
So there you go. So, you know.
Well, so...
Better idea than you. What was your big idea the other day, Paula? What's your favourite Star Wars character? What the hell was that?
We had C-3PO on the show.
What's that got to do? Yeah, but what's your favourite Star Wars character?
Yeah. I can't name any of them. I had to do Wikipedia for all of that searching.
Too many your photograph taken with them, even though you don't know who they are.
Yeah, I would have done.
Fine.
So, basically... A singer comes on, and him, James and the singer will sing a couple of songs. So Gwen Stefani was on it today. She sung Sweet Escape, Rich Girl, and Queen We Are the Champions. And she was also joined in the car with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. And they all sung Hollaback Girl together. And there's a great bit of George Clooney singing Hollaback Girl.
And that's news, is it?
Well, yeah. Carpool Karaoke's out. It's trending on Twitter. Therefore, it's news.
Right, great. So that was the Diversity Paper Review with Johnny, who is...
Amazing.
No.
Jew.
Correct. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
At 3.33. And Victoria's got the news.
A motorway chase involving suspected people smugglers in France has reportedly ended in three crashes, shootings, a pileup and one person dead. It's understood a UK-registered Audi A4 span out of control while being chased by officers near the Belgian border. There are hopes talks could resume in the dispute between the government and junior doctors in England. Lord Pryor, a health minister, has told the House of Lords that more discussions could take place if the British Medical Association's willing to discuss Saturday pay. Sorry, we don't have that clip. Yesterday, the Department of Health had said it was too late for the contract to be paused. A 42-year-old man is being questioned by detectives on suspicion of the murder of a mother of three who has not been seen or been in contact with her children for 4 days. Natalie Hemming from Milton Keynes was last seen in Hemel Hempstead at 4 on Sunday afternoon and was reported missing on Tuesday. Kenyan officials say a woman has been rescued after being trapped for 6 days in a collapsed building in Nairobi. Authorities are confirmed 33 people have died and 80 people are missing after the disaster on Friday. The last ever copies of the New Day newspaper will go on sale tomorrow. Britain's newest national newspaper was only launched 9 weeks ago. And British astronaut Tim Peake has revealed he wore the same pair of trousers for 3 months straight while on the International Space Station. He says it's because there's no washing machine on board and he ended up just having to throw them away. Major Peake also told children during the question and answer session that he's grown around an inch since being launched into space in December 2015. The weather fine and dry this evening. Temperatures overnight around 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be another sunny day for England and Wales, although there is a chance of some rain across Scotland after midday highs of 19.
Thanks
more
in
half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks. Right, 3.35. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster coming very shortly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious. De-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Right then, good afternoon, 3.36. It is Talk Radio, and if you're a regular listener, you will know that we go out on the streets to just talk to the people that are out on the streets, because we want to know what the people think. And we've been out today to find out what the people think. Do the people think necklaces or cathedrals?
Necklaces.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Yeah.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
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 Necklaces.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Cathedrals.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Necklaces.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Cathedrals.
Cathedrals. Necklaces.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals. Cathedrals.
Necklaces.
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 Cathedrals.
Cathedrals.
Cathedrals. Necklaces.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Cathedrals.
Necklaces.
Cathedrals.
Cathedrals.
And there you have it. That's what the people think. They either think necklaces or cathedrals. If you think necklaces or cathedrals, do get in touch this afternoon. It's kind of like a... It's what the people think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with either necklaces or cathedrals.
Depending on whether you think necklaces or cathedrals. If you are a people, we want to know what you think. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, knowledge tested as to radio's breakfast full set man, Paul Ross. Today, Jamie East will be on the line very shortly to play and to try. He's trying to get to the top of the leaderboard to score some points. He'll be on. The lines are still open as well for the radicalisation of children's television. This is after, of course, an Egyptian ambassador genuinely has said in the news that Tom and Jerry is to blame for ISIS. That's what he said. We were talking about this earlier, of course, in the big story, but he was blamed to ISIS. He said they blow things up all the time and it encourages children to become radicalised and join ISIS. That's what he said. We mentioned, of course, off the back of that, Scooby-Doo, you'll remember, was blamed for the rise in four socially awkward kids in a transit van going around, exposing caretakers. Who dressed as ghosts has been an enormous rise in that since Scooby-Doo came to our televisions. Dastardly and Muttley, of course, has given rise to the development of drones, which they used airborne technology to try and catch a pigeon. Very much Speedy Gonzales as well, of course. Immigration. And Yogi Bear, the cartoon Yogi Bear, gave rise to the theft of picnic baskets. So, we're asking you to radicalise children's television via text and Twitter this afternoon. What have you got coming in, Dave? yeah.
The Saddams family.
The Saddams family.
Saddams. Saddams. I don't know which way to pronounce it, but it's very
Saddams
good.
Family.
Saddams family.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da. Saddam. Yeah. That's from K.
Top Catling Gun.
Good.
That's good. Rudd, what have you got?
This one's coming from Ollie in Clapham. Hi, Ollie. They said, the Yogi Bear Arms show.
The Yogi Bear, the right to bear arms. Yeah. The Yogi
right
Bear.
Yogi Bear arms.
Okay, Bubba, I got some arms in my pig and egg basket.
Oh, don't shoot me.
Shut up, Bubba. Here us. Comes a ranger.
Give us the pig and egg basket and no one gets hurt.
Oh, come on.
This one's from Sarah. She says, Flash Grenade Gordon. The Adventures of Flash Grenade Gordon.
Good. All right, 87222, if you want to keep those coming in, we'll do some more of those. Type your message. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids.
UFOs make crop circles, no one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Coastbound M20 in Kent has two lanes closed just before Junction 9 at Ashford. There's an accident there causing delays. On the M5 through Gloucestershire, there's a lane closed southbound between Junction 14 at Thornbury and 15 for the M4. Recovery work after an accident. Caravans overturned on the A303 at Sparkford in Somerset. Eastbound queues. And through Cheshire, the northbound M6 remains closed between Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmes Chapel, and 19 at Knutsford because of a serious accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Slightly confused, actually. Is that Anna Williamson, was she dressed as the nun, or was the monkey dressed as the nun? Don't know. It is time for radio's least popular quiz. It is today's edition of Paul Ross Master. Somebody having their knowledge tested of Paul Ross, the Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter. Many have tried, and many have got to the, by many I mean all, have got to the top of the leaderboard by scoring some points. Today's contestant, we welcome him from Virgin Radio in the mornings, our sister station Virgin Radio. On the telephone, it's Jamie East. Hello, Jamie.
I've never been so nervous in my life.
No, a lot of people say that. The thing is, you listen along at home and it seems easy, Jamie, but when you get on the, when you're a contestant, it's different, isn't it, when you play it on the air?
I know, exactly. It's like Millionaire.
It is different. So, Jamie East, welcome. What time are you on Virgin, for those that may not know?
10 till 1.
It's very much the Julia. You're very much the Julia Hartley brewer.
Exactly. I was thinking more Partridge, but yeah, I'll go with that one.
Fine. Good. Now, right. What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
Sorry, say it again.
What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
It's pretty. I would imagine the same as most people's. There was a bit of a dip, and then came straight back into my consciousness recently.
Yep. That could help you. Right. Let's go. Without any more ado, let's start playing. What you're trying to do, Jamie, is score some points. You need to get to the top of the leaderboard, which is where everyone else is, by scoring those points.
Great.
So three questions, mostly A, B, and C answers, and here we go. Right. Question number one, Jamie East, off of Virgin Radio. New superhero film release, film movie picture news now.
Yeah.
Oh no, hang on, not now. A minute. Now, new superhero film release, film picture movie news, and the new superhero film picture movie that's been released is the new superhero movie picture film, Paul Ross, Civil War. It tells the story of the full-set 1940s super soldier and talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross, who believes
that former hosts of the Celebrity Consumer Issues TV panel game All Over the Shop should remain free to defend humanity without government interference. His rival, Sam Delaney Man, from the Drive Time show, disagrees and supports authority supervision. And the situation escalates into all-out war as Captain Paul Ross deliberately reverses over Sam Delaney's scooter in the Talk Radio car park. But Paul Ross Civil War isn't the only superhero-based radio film. Name the other one. Is it A, Wolvervine, Radio 2 lunchtime chat presenter with claws made of discussion, music and the issues of the day? Is it B, Teenage Mutant Ninja Julia Hartley Brewer, Cowabunga, created by Toxic Opinions, the right-wing presenter lives in the sewer and hits interns with nunchucks? Or is it C, Johnny Gould versus Ash, Dawn of Justice?
I'm going to go for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Julia Hart Brewer one. I've heard she's a wrong'un.
It's the right answer. It's exactly right. Good. Well done. Here's question number two. radio invention anniversary news. This week is nowhere near the anniversary of when Marconi sent the first ever wireless message. The Italian physicist and BBC Six Music DJ Stuart Marconi famously set up a small transmitting station on the furthest point south of Full Set Breakfast presenter and ITV's The Chase celebrity guest Paul Ross.
What?
And amazed detractors by broadcasting sounds right across the darkened car park where the one-time host was looking through windows at strangers having sex. Critics. Critics had dismissed Stuart Marconi's ideas of sending messages across Paul Ross because of his curvature, but were proved wrong. There have been other radio-based revelatory discoveries. Name the one that's the correct answer to this question. Is it A, the discovery of Penny Smithin? When she was left overnight in a Petri dish, Talk Radio Saturday breakfast host Penny Smith was found to have grown curious mouldy spores on her rim. Was it B, Leonardo da Vinci, the Radio X Drive Time presenter who developed both great lads banter and a coke habit? Or was it C, Humphrey Davy Lee Travis, who invented both the lamp that greatly improved safety for minors and the groping of office staff at Radio 1 in the 1970s.
Oh, my God. Given the choice, I'll always go for Penny Smith's rim.
It's exactly the right answer. And you wouldn't be the first. Question three, it's a music question. Have a listen, Jamie, to this music.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that was, of course, the 1988 chart-topping hit Hey Matthew by Carol Falker, about a boy who'd like to watch the A-Team. The A-Team. Here's your unrelated question. The World Meteorological Organization has reported that in 2015, temperatures in many regions reached record levels, with parts of Russia, Greenland, Canada, China, and Talk Radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross all recording their highest figures, leading to a very real danger that within 10 years, parts of Paul Ross will be uninhabitable. Here's your question. Name five famous Chinas.
The Pals.
Good.
Royal Dalton.
Good, yes.
The Country.
Good. Gonna have to put a clock on you.
The wrestler. You wanna die? Alive still?
No. Right, so let me tell you what I've got written on the card, because this is what you're looking for. Name five famous Chinas. In your hand, yeah. You got to Pow, you can have that. Yeah. Crisis.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Syndrome, film. China House, which is a Chinese restaurant near where I live. And the For China Monologues. That's what I had written on the card. Right, we've got to go over to Dave, producer Dave.
Yep.
Got the scores. Dave, you're working out the scores. He's got to check the system.
He's got to check the system, Jamie.
Check the system, Jamie. Just hang on while he checks the system.
It's tense, man.
I know. Just checking the system. It's quite a slow system, Jamie. If you just bear.
I can imagine. Just
quite a slow system.
If it's anything to do with IT in that building, I'll call you back next week.
quite slow.
Wow.
It's quite a slow system.
It is. Hashtag. Hit the F1 key.
Just bear with us. Just.
All right, mate. No worries. No rush.
System's done, John.
Okay.
John.
Jamie East, off of off of Virgin Radio.
Jamie East.
What?
10 to 1, Virgin Radio has scored.
Yes.
Some points,
some
John!
Points! Yeah. Come on! Congratulations, Jamie East! You scored some points! Well done! He scored some points! He scored some points!
I'd like to say my agent. No, really. I'd really like to say my agent.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Is there anyone you'd like to say hello to?
Yeah, my agent. I'll be calling them.
Yeah, fine, good. Jamie East, Virgin Radio, 10 to 1 in the mornings. Very much the Julie Hartley Brewer of music radio. Thanks, Jamie. That's marvellous. Well, that is almost it from us this very day here in the afternoons on Talk Radio. That was Jamie East going to the top of the leaderboard for Paul Rossmaster. There will be another one next week. On tomorrow's programme, of course, don't forget, it is Some Request Friday. This is, we can't call it All Request Friday because that is sort of legally copywritten and owned by Simon Mayo over on Radio 2, where you can request music. However, being a talk radio station, we allow you on a Friday to request speeches and talks that may mean something to you. So, yeah, we, I mean, you know, if it's an anniversary, and maybe you, when you got married, you know, your first dance was to Ronald Reagan's speech about the 1986 Challenger shuttle disaster. Maybe, you know, that means something to you. Or, you know, maybe one of Winston Churchill's famous speeches. You'd just like to hear that to celebrate your birthday. Or Martin Luther King. Or a TED Talk that you'd like to mouth along to in the car as you're driving off for the sunny weekend. It's Some Request Friday, all Friday, between 1 and 4. Tomorrow, here on Talk Radio. What else have we got on the show tomorrow? Producer Dave.
Tomorrow, John. Yes. Got a busker.
That's right, live music in the studio tomorrow. That's right, we have. And tomorrow, it's a man, I already know, called the Human Jukebox. And we're going to slightly change it, because normally what we do when we get live music in on a Friday is we get them to play their own song and then a cover version.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, it's sort of tomorrow, but we're going to open that up to requests as well, actually. Funny, listen to requests tomorrow. Anyway, that's between 1 and 4, but what's between 4 and whenever the hell it is you finish?
7 usually, depending on how I feel. Sometimes, if I'm honest, I've more or less finished at 6-ish. no one knows that, but in my mind and in my heart,
clocked off.
Mostly in my heart, I've just given up by that stage.
Can you update us on Paul Ross' Scootergate?
Well, I don't know if he has hit back this morning. No one's mentioned it to me, but I hope that during the show we're going to find out what's been going on. And
so this is after he damaged.
He was running scared yesterday.
Yeah,
For those who aren't sort of hanging on every last update of this saga,
shame on you.
Yeah, then what have you been doing with your lives? But basically, cut a long story short, Paul Ross went. I don't know what's happened to him. He went bananas. He had some sort of breakdown.
Yeah,
and he charged my parked scooter with his car, which I'm. It's a Cadillac that he drives.
It is a Cadillac,
He drove his Cadillac.
It's very much pimped.
Yeah, he's got a Cadillac with a hydraulic suspension system and, like, cow horns on the front of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And he rammed my Vespa in the car park and smashed it up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Then he left a gloating note, which more or less, I mean, I'm not quoting it verbatim, but it more or less said, this was Paul Ross who did this, deal with it. Okay. So obviously I'm annoyed. I don't know what he's trying to prove.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he wanted a war, he's got one.
Yeah.
So it began yesterday. It's a war of words right now. But he's running scared. He's gone to ground. I really appreciate your support. You came on board to Team Drive.
I did yesterday, yeah.
So did Yasmin. So did the Goulds. And so did Victoria Bourne, although, to be honest, she was a bit tricky about it, which I was a bit annoyed about. Yeah, she kept asking questions.
Well, trained journalist.
And anyway, He has gone stum, gone completely to ground, won't mention anything. Apparently, according to his production, he was changing his story all the time about whose scooter he rammed, what colour it was, and all this. But he's forgetting, because he was in a blind rage, he blacked out, presumably. So he's forgotten that he's written a note and signed it. It literally says, all the best, Paul Ross. Genuinely, it was mad. It was like something you'd expect to have got, like a road show. Do you know what I mean? So, anyway... that's so, it, basically.
Apart from that, what else are you doing?
Well, we can't talk about much.
No,
because
it's...
The powers that be, you know, both in terms of, you know, the dark forces, the Illuminati who control the country, the evil Geppettos who control broadcasting law, and indeed our own cowardly bosses, have deemed almost every single subject in today's news off limits.
Every subject?
Every subject, apparently, is a political subject.
Oh, right. Yeah, because
difficult.
Because of the election.
Yeah, obviously, there are laws that govern what we can and can't talk about today because it's an election day.
You
so
can
we
do
have
the
to
weather.
Be careful. I don't know. Because, you know, there is a lot of cowardice and just understand the basics of journalism. Mm. And it makes people think that even if you talked about the weather, it may influence people's voting behaviour one way or another. Even by using the word voting right now, I've probably lost my job. But let's go out with a bang. What I can promise you is the latest news of a high-speed car chase across the continent involving British people smugglers, in which a car was turned over by Belgian police who had chased it across borders and fired bullets on a motorway at 125 miles per hour.
This is going to be a film, isn't it? Already.
Sounds like I've made it up.
No.
Sounds like it's a Jerry Bruckheimer, Don Simpson type production. But in fact, it's actual news happening now, and you will get the latest on it from Talk Radio between 4 and 7.
There you go. Sam Delaney on next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.